Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the kids that take me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the kids that take me, they wanna play.
Yeah.
I'm a read. So when February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one. Open to all team states. The Dream Team. For $2,000. Grand prize number two. Open to all performance. For $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year. Versus challengers. Mini grants include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath. That Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. How's everybody doing? I have a headache. I actually woke up from a nap and, woke up with a headache. Ugh. So I took some Tylenol and hopefully it'll go away shortly. But Kelly, if you're out there listening, she knows how I am when I have a headache. I just don't feel good. I don't feel it. So please bear with me because I'm going to be all over the place tonight. But I do want to say thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show, where tonight we are going to be talking about the bullshit. And that's exactly how I woke up feeling. There's a whole bunch of bullshit has been going on over the past few days, and it's time to talk about it. But let's talk about it like civil adults, if we can find that within ourselves. Let's cut all the bullshit, cut all the PC talk and girlfriend bullshit that's happening and things that are being swept underneath the carpet and all these personal feelings, and let's just kind of let it all out without attacking or hurting, because that's what the problem is. There's a lot of people out there that are just so angry and bitter about so many different things, and they just hold it in, and then they go on the attack. Or there's so many jaded people out there that are just so jealous of what the next person is doing or having, so they want to go on the attack. There's just a lot of things that are happening, and what does that say about who we are as adults or as humans, as individuals, as a race, as a community? And that's my opinion. That's what I want to talk about as we give the week ending recap. So I'm going to bring on everybody that is a part of the show. If you haven't pressed one, press one and tune in. I do see people that are there just listening. So press one if you want to come on, please. And if you just want to sit back and relax and enjoy the show from the chat room, from the computer, from the archive, or however you do so, please do. But tonight, I don't want a whole bunch of over-talking. I want it to be fun as well. I don't want it to be a serious night, because sometimes seriousness can get a little draining, but I also want us to be able to talk without attacking. So before I hello, chat room. Hi, Mr. Man, as always. Listen, man, you're like an icon to this show. You know that? You've been here, like, ever since Tom's show. Oh, yeah, talking about ever since the beginning, do you guys know that our anniversary show is coming up very, very soon? It's going to be a long time that we've been on this air, and we've been doing this for you guys. A lot of you appreciate it. A lot of you are still here, like Mr. Man and the people that have been here from the beginning. And I just want to say thank you for that. And we have a lot of people that come and go, so forth and so on. But Kelly and myself have stuck this out for so many years. And we do this for you. We do that. I know I personally do it for you guys to have that outlet. Like I've said ever since day one, if a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday can keep your ass at home, relaxing, not out there getting high, attacking, being bashed or bashing, doing anything that's going to hurt you, at least I know that you're okay for those 3 or 4 hours on those nights. Also, because the ballroom scene is not like it was when I came out, the balls and the houses and the community itself has expanded across this nation. And for the girls that cannot get to the balls and not get to the mecca of ballroom, at least they have this show as an outlet to reference anything that we do and how balls took place, you know, what took place that weekend, and just have that wonderful feeling of being around family, so forth and so on. That's why I don't like when we get on here and we attack each other. That's what I don't like, because I get so many messages from people out there that really love this show and look up to so many people, especially the cast members. If you guys believe who they are or not, if you guys, you know, like who they are or not, if you guys feel that they're relevant or not, if you guys feel that they have a status or not, they still have a lot of fans. They all do. So I want us to learn to start respecting each other if we can coexist together on this platform. If we have any problems, handle it off the air, not on the air. Because there's so many people, so many people. I have mothers out there that are learning about the community, learning about their children, learning about the lifestyle. I have sisters and brothers that didn't know anything about this lifestyle, only what they were brought up and told, or what they see in the neighborhood. And they learn from our show. They enjoy our shows. All three shows, they enjoy. They are dedicated listeners. So I just want us to think about that stuff before we do the things that we do. So on that note, let's bring on the people that I see that have pressed one, because others have not pressed one. And we'll see what happens. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Jazzy. Hope your headache goes away, sir. And I know how those can be.
What?
I said I hope your headache goes away, sir. And I know how they can be.
Child, you sound all muffled. Did you say you hope my headache go away?
Yes. I know how they can be.
Oh, child.
You know what? You already starting. I can't.
J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Hi, J-Rock, how are you?
Hey, little brother.
What's going on?
Enrique, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, how's everyone doing?
How's it going?
I'm doing good, going good. I'm doing good, just chilling, waiting for the show.
Okay. I'm not sure, you know, what the situation is, because, you know, I just sometimes don't know numbers, so I'm just going to call them out. I'm not sure if this is anyone, but I'm going to call your number if you're part of our cast. I'm going to bring you on, and then so forth and so on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Naima. I kind of figured it was you. That's why I went to it.
Hey, Jazzy. Enrique.
Hey, Naima.
Hey, Naima.
Honey, I almost missed the show, Jazzy. I had fixed a nasty old steak, honey. I'm numb. Oh, gratin potatoes and vegetables. And I had slightly did a doze at like 10 after. I was like, oh, shit. I said, let me get out, because it was like 11:30 when I finally woke back up.
Yeah.
And slight piece of drool that came off to the side.
I had went out today. I had to go to the bank, and I was paying bills and, you know, getting all my payments in, because I don't feel like being rushed come Friday.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, the weather here is just, like, literally crazy. And talking about weather, let me interrupt everybody really quickly. I woke up to a little bit of news about a tornado that hit Atlanta this evening, or I'm not sure exactly when it hit, but I pray that everyone is okay. I haven't looked at it or anything like that. I do know it came across my news feed. But I pray, I know the state of Georgia or those counties in Georgia that are close to Atlanta are under a state of emergency.
Oh, wow.
So I pray that everybody is okay. If you have any family or friends or anyone, you may want to check on everybody over there. And, you know, I just hope everybody is okay in Atlanta. The weather is just really tremendous in the South. This is the first time I've been here for so long, and this is the first time it's been literally this warm in Atlanta. And if anybody knows anything about science, you know, you guys up there are, you know, freezing 0-degree weather. Down here, we are at 80-degree weather, and those states in the middle getting caught between the cold fronts and the heat fronts. I mean, like, really, you know, a lot of stuff is happening, and, you know, that's why we need to start taking life a little bit more serious. Jesus. You know, but check on everybody in Atlanta and make sure that everybody's okay. You know, I just wanted to say that really quickly. 347-735. I'm not sure who this is. 347-735.
What's up? What's good? I ain't tripping. I'm just listening.
Put me on hold. Okay, sweetie. And do me a favor and press one because you're in the host queue, and so you don't have to be in the host queue. But press one so you can get out of there so we don't have to go to your number. Press one, please. 551-996.
Naima, did you get my text yesterday?
Hey, everybody. What's up, Jason? Naima.
Hey,
J-Rod.
Brother.
Hey.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Naima.
I'm actually at work right now, and I don't want to be here.
I can imagine.
I know. Mm. I have to sit around a bunch of people that don't even like me. This is terrible.
I know that feeling right about now.
Oh, I don't care.
I know the feeling, too. I mean, you know, I have people on the show that don't like me. But, you know, we have to get used to it.
Oh, shit.
How can anybody not like
you? Let's get
it cracking.
There you go, Jasmine. That's how you do it.
You're so lovely, Jasmine. I just want to hug you and kiss you and squeeze you forever.
Oh, come on, Jason,
I think we're too close already, and we got to keep it, you know, a little bit
okay.
We have a caller from the chat room, I think. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm just going to say their name, I think. Or from a computer, Dak Bronx, NY, New York. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, the rest of the cast.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
This is Kurt in the chat room.
Hey, Kurt. How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been listening, but I haven't really been saying much.
Did you want to say anything tonight?
Basically, I want to address this past weekend from the coldest winter ever.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my main thing is with the whole Naomi situation. I don't understand why bash this girl and her performance and just get to the main reason why y'all don't see her for the legendary performance category. The reason why they don't see her is because when you think of legendary performance, you think of the Yolandas, the Dejas, the Mikas, that whole rivalry feeling. And a lot of the old girls feel like she don't bring that. Instead of them saying that, they want to, you know, bash this lady and pick with her at every little thing. just come out and write and say, I don't see her because of ABC. They feel as if she don't fit with the rest of them, which is fine, but why just keep picking her apart for that category? The next thing I also want to address is the whole, you know, people reading at the bullet and finish, they didn't get in on, they didn't get in. The ball supposedly started at 10. You can't be mad when you come in at 1 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock in the morning, knowing that the ball is going to end at close at 4, and you feel like, oh, I couldn't get in, it was bullshit. If people start coming on time, things could get done accordingly. What I witnessed on Saturday is Caesar was actually running back and forth trying to meet everybody's demands at once. When you run a full shot, this person calling you to do this person wants you to do that, you have to run and do this with no help. And that's what the people don't realize. I think Butch Queen in general find every little thing to pick at. But when in reality, it's happening was high, they were stoned at the time, but now everything is, so they off that high, they want to read about everything.
Yeah, that's maybe
you're
true.
You're right. Okay, Kurt. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold. I thank you really. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are going to touch up on some of that stuff that you just brought up. The next caller is... Oh, wow.
Jasmine, is Vaughn
on
the phone? I thought I heard Vaughn.
London?
Oh, I'm finally on. Oh. Hey, you guys.
Mother.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Jason.
You know, the ball was lovely. I want to give it to my girls. At least they gave out all their cash. The ball started on time. Yeah. Can I chime in with you guys tonight?
Yes.
You sure can. There was a ball this evening that did take place. It was a very kiki. I want to say the ball did get shut down. Let me see if I can do a recap on it really quickly. Let's see.
It was a ball this evening? Are you serious?
Yes, it was. About 600. There were 621 people in the building. Miss Laura Spears did it. You know, it was her ball. And it was a key. If you guys are not a part of the fish football room, you guys have fun with that. That was a key. They really took the time to
And you know, I'm sorry, but Naima, it's a shame that you couldn't be there.
Girl. You thought with me out of London?
You know, I thought Laura made it easier for you, but...
Keep it cute.
I want to give a big shout out to Laura. It was really, really a key the way you guys did that.
Really, really creative.
And I also want to say something about something that Laura posted earlier in the week about people. I wish I could find it. It's, you know, it goes down to the bottom of the page, but. She talked about, you know, if somebody could find that, you know, that statement she made, please let me know. But she talked about, you know, how, you know, for a moment we sit here and we take everything so serious about these balls and we want to read and so forth and so on. But what about jobs? Like J-Rock has even brought up in the past, what about jobs? What about education and stuff? And I really listened and read what she, well, I really read what she had to say, and it really was touching, you know, and I know that even though she may be, you know, an avatar or whatever, but she still is a human, and I know that this came from her, so big ups to her as well. If somebody can say that, please, I mean, if somebody can find it, please bring
it up again.
I'm
looking for it now.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
So I'm hanging up on you, and I asked you to press 1, but you didn't, so you're going 2, because I'm keeping everybody organized here. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Brian. Up? How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, thank you. I'm nothing, just listening in, and I had a wonderful time just listening in and, you know, just saying hey to everybody. And I had a wonderful time that weekend. I did go to the little mini ball. I didn't go to the big ball because that was my anniversary day or night.
What are you doing?
And I just had a good time. So anyway, I'm just
sit
listening
down
guys.
Somewhere.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You only
do me a favor and press
phone.
One to get out of post to you. J-Rock, you be having sound effects back there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. My dog wants to. Every time
now
I get on the phone, he wants to act stupid.
He wants some attention. That's why.
He gets too much attention. I don't like multi-poos. He's going to go to the pound.
Mm-hmm.
See, now
wow.
He's acting good. When he hears pound and stuff like that, he
ship
nice
that dog
good.
To me if you're not going to take care of him.
You want to be shipped to Baltimore? Ain't you in B-more? I'll
yeah.
ship him to Baltimore. You're going to ship him right
all
there.
All right. There's a lot of stuff going on in the chat room, and a lot of people are talking and expressing themselves. A lot of people still are feeling certain ways about what took place this weekend. So you guys still feel free to chime in, because I know the past 2 days on the show, the lines have definitely
oh
been
my
full.
God, where the hell is this post?
Here we go again, people just talking.
I'm sorry.
This is where the rudeness comes from.
I'm trying to find the post for you.
I found it. It's there. Someone moved it up. Thank you, Chris Little Tito. And why not be attacking him?
Because he is fierce.
No.
Don't let him. Don't do not let him trick you into thinking he's so innocent.
No, what is that? He's innocent. But y'all be really bullying that man.
No.
He reads the girls low.
He reads the girls low.
Now, is he an avatar as well? Or is he
no, that's a real person.
Did you
I
see his kid picture?
Y'all are just like really. Yeah, why? I don't. I'm not just
joking.
I ain't got time
to say. You
didn't
see his kid pictures.
Stop.
Okay, stop. Why are you laughing at him?
Because he was one Twinkie from. Oh, never mind.
There you go. There you go. Alexis, I see you there. You're listening. Are you coming on? Or are you just going to sit here and listen and wait for someone to say something personal so you can come on the air?
I was reading the Watchtower and they said, Alexi, never mind.
Who said what?
They didn't say nothing. I just wanted her to come on. You say Watchtower, she come on and started trying to beat everybody up.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the whole, let's talk about that. Thank you, J-Rock. You know, I told you I got a headache. Let's talk about that, okay? There was an incident yesterday that took place on the show where Alexis got on the air and attacked Jason based on Jason's comment about her and Vicky getting paid at Caesar's Ball for their red carpet, so forth and so on. There was also mention that I was the one who sent that information over to Jason, and I don't know, I guess I'm the Watchtower or whatever, and all the rest of that bullshit. Let me tell y'all motherfuckers something really quickly.
Ooh, wow,
and I
wow.
clearly say this to everybody. Again, I don't bite my tongue for nothing or no one, especially when I pay for this. So always remember that in the back of everybody's head. The things that I do on this show and the cast members that I have that I appreciate, I protect. I do not allow people to sit here and constantly attack and badger everyone on this show. The things that come across my screen is very, very hurtful, even towards myself, but very, very hurtful to all the individuals involved on this show. And I ignore them. I don't allow them to be broadcasted. Me and Kelly have talked about them numerous times, and even she would ask me, Jasmine, do you think that's something that we should talk about? And we kind of keep it on a level of, you know, a medium level. So I would not allow anyone on here to personally attack or anything like that or send any information out. But I cannot control the information that comes to you. And you guys know that you guys get some very, very crazy things that you guys go across the board with. That information about what took place with Caesar, and that's something that Caesar should have done, that didn't come from me. That came from someone else towards London and Jason. Now, you got to remember, those two also are in cahoots. So don't keep pointing the finger at me. So whoever the fuck ran back and said all that bullshit, you know what you can fucking do for me, really. And I have an idea who did it. And I'm telling you right now, I done warned you again and again and again. Just like she told you, Jason, last night, keep her mouth, when it comes to her, keep your name out of her mouth. I've warned some people, keep my name out of your mouth. And I'm leaving it just like that. Don't be running back saying shit. And don't come on this show attacking nobody, especially because I take that personal. Especially when I'm the one that's over here protecting every fucking body. Don't nobody throw me underneath no motherfucking bus. Now take it or leave it like that, and nobody don't ever have to come on any of these shows ever again. Ever.
Oof. Shit.
Tell us how you really feel.
And that's exactly how I feel. Because again, that shit I take personal. Now let me give you my recap of Caesar's Ball. Congratulations to Caesar and Sanaya on what they gave you guys this weekend. Don't nobody out there, especially the people that were fucking talking, know how hard it is to give a fucking ball. And the people that we have to deal with, the fucking security guards, the venue owners, and all the rest of that stuff, it is very, very hard. Very hard. Yes, there were mistakes that was made, but there's always mistakes that are made. You learn from your mistakes, and you move on. That's it. Bottom line, that's it. And another thing I will say about this, all this, people couldn't get in, and it was late, and people, you know, it started late and all the rest of that stuff. You people need to start learning how to get in the building early. And it's really true. You people really need to start getting into these buildings early and on time. Everybody wants to wait for the next person to the next person to the next person. That is exactly why I practice the art of catering to the virgin categories. If anybody knows who I am and how I have thrown my balls, and I don't care what anybody says, I am one of the top promoters in this ballroom scene, if you like it or not, because no one has ever done what I have done for this ballroom in the magnitude that I have done it, like it or not. So I want the only person that could ever criticize me is a person that is equal to me. And ain't none of y'all motherfuckers equal to me.
Ooh.
None of y'all.
Shit.
Like it or not. That's the fucking truth. Cut all the bullshit. Jasmine don't have a house and has never had a house behind me to help me. The only one that has really helped me before is Kelly. She's the only one that has stuck in my corner. So all that bullshit, kiss my motherfucking ass for that. I don't have a house behind me. I never had a house behind me. I do my shit from me. I sat at this desk. I sit at this desk, and I motherfucking work and bring it to the table. Y'all motherfuckers don't know shit about that. So before you criticize or judge or compare, kiss my motherfucking ass and worry about you. And I have a right to say something about it. They did a good job. Get to the motherfucking balls early and stop motherfucking complaining and stop badgering the next day. And I guarantee you, if that ball wasn't Caesar and Sanaya and it was somebody like a TJ or somebody else, y'all would have ripped and ran that motherfucker back to motherfucking Ohio somewhere underneath a fucking rock.
You're so right about that.
A whole bunch of hypocrites.
That's
so
very true.
A whole bunch of hypocrites.
That's very true. We even said that, too.
I'm a nothing now.
Wait a minute. Did y'all get into head? Who tapped the table? Was that you tapping the table?
Who's shaking the table?
She literally.
We have a couple. another couple of callers. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hey. Here we go.
Hello?
I don't know you.
Yes.
Dad and her move, boo. I'll be boring you.
No, no.
Hello? Hello, is that one of them?
Hello, hello, how are you?
Oh, hello. Hello.
All right, now, hello, come on.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Well,
oh,
she
wow,
gave you a Lexus.
That's something else.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, hello. I'm just going to call you hello, but you know, you may need to do a personal interview with you, Miss Hello, because, girl, you be kind.
So all she's going to say is hello.
I love her.
The next caller is 347-829. You're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, everyone.
Hello, caller.
Hi. My question is to Jason. When you broke that news yesterday to Alexis, my question is to you, do you know her number, her personal, her cell phone number?
Who am I talking to, first of all?
You're speaking with Sean.
Okay, do I have Alexis' personal phone number?
Yeah.
At one point in time, I did, yes.
Okay, so there are other ways you can get in contact with her, right?
Yes.
All right, so then my question to you, what was your purpose, what was the purpose of you saying all of that, what you said? And I think that's the reason why she got upset, because you could have just called her and asked her.
Okay,
well,
explain to me what it is that I said that she got upset about. Because if you're talking about the, are you talking about the break? Okay, are you talking about what I did on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
See, that's why it's called breaking news. As a journalist or as a reporter for this show, when something is given to me, just like if it had been given to Alexis, do you think Alexis would have taken the time to call Kelly or whoever that the news was about, or would she break the news? So that's what I did. I was given news, and I broke it. Now, whether it was true or false, I broke the news. How she reacted to it or how they reacted to it was their own personal feelings. If her feelings got hurt behind it, I can't apologize for her feelings, and I can't apologize for the job I did, because as a journalist, I have to go with what's in front of me. Now, was she paid? Yes, she was paid. So did I lie? No, I did not lie. So the news I broke was true. Thank you.
You know what I say about that? I mean, everybody on the show have done that. There's been breaking news. Nobody's really confirmed anything where they be doing that back and forth again. So I think that's kind of weird. How
it's a double-edged fucking sword.
That's kind of trying it a little bit.
No, why is everybody acting stupid? When we broke the news, did we not all agree? And everybody on the phone said, "I don't believe that." Everybody just kept saying, "I don't believe
no,
that."
No, you know what happens? You know what happens when people hear their name on the show and somebody else goes back and tells them, they go back on what they hear instead of going back to the fucking
archive.
Well,
let's ask her herself. She pressed one.
Oh, God,
here.
I tried to be quiet as long as I could, because I have one intention in the morning, but I see that I'm not going to be able to fight this off any longer. Let me say this. Now, Jasmine, I love you down, and let's just cut the shit. You did a lot of things this weekend. You called around because you know nobody said nobody was going to read the show, and you was trying to find somebody that was going to come on the show and read it. You did it.
Okay,
I know you did.
Right,
hold on.
Right,
let me.
Here.
No, Jasmine.
No,
let me finish.
Don't continue.
Oh my God.
Don't continue. You go one way. Don't, because you just talk. Now I want you to clarify, where did I call Lana and I asked her how was the ball, or who did I call to tell to read that ball?
It's irrelevant now. It's already done.
No, it is. It's
second
not
of all,
because that's what you do. You bring
second.
It up, and then you have people looking at it one way. Now don't start that bullshit, because if you can't verify what I said or who I said it with, don't do that. I don't have to call nobody. They call me.
You did it, Jasmine. You did it, and it's fine.
Oh,
it's cool. It's fine. Second of all, Jason, if I break news, I don't break news about nobody on the show. That was my point. If it was somebody else or Kelly, I would have wanted you, because we are supposed to be coworkers, and like Jasmine said, we are supposed to be able to cohabitate on this platform together. You could have reached out to me. You reached out to me when you wanted the macaroni and cheese recipe. Why didn't you inbox me then? That was my point.
Okay, so if it had been me that supposedly done this and I was paid to keep my mouth shut, before the show, you would have called me and said, Jason, when I go on the show, I'm going to do a breaking news, and I'm going to say.
I'm not going to. I would have asked. I would have waited till you got on the show with Jason. I heard you got paid. It wouldn't even been a breaking news. It would have been a question to you.
Okay. So you, and I can respect that you went, you would have done it your way. I did it the way that I did. I did it my way. But again,
but
if
you made it such a big deal, and like I said,
no, I didn't make it a big deal.
Hold on, Jason. Like I told everybody, even when I walked in the door at 12 o'clock p.m., I asked for my motherfucking money because they didn't have the equipment there like they were supposed to. At the end of the night, I found Caesar. He said, oh, here you go. Here's your $150. Actually, he gave me $140. He still owes me $10. So, no, it wasn't, like, I hate, don't do that. If we, I could see if somebody else called in with Alexis, I heard, okay, that's fine. But, no, we are supposed to be on this platform together. Don't do that.
Okay, well,
I wouldn't have did it to Kelly. I wouldn't have did it to Jasmine. I wouldn't have did it to you. I wouldn't have did it to you. I wouldn't have did it to none of y'all.
It, and that's your opinion, and I respect that that's your opinion. But in my opinion, and I have to be real with myself, I don't believe that.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I don't believe that. I
that's
have listened
fine.
To this show,
y'all
and I have seen which, and I've seen what we all do to each other. I mean, for real, we gonna take
okay.
off the rose colored glasses and we gonna be real tonight. I don't believe it. I mean, again, and here it is. I mean, my point is, the way you're talking to me tonight, I respect that. The way you came at me last night, the same way you wanted the respect of me taking the time to call you to verify something. Look, Alexis, I have never disrespected any female figure.
Right.
And
you
that's exactly.
You
don't care. And that's
listen,
why I didn't care when I broke the news on Monday.
Exactly. I know you didn't care when you did it before I came back at you. Let me tell you what learned something about me. When I feel attacked, bitch, I'm coming for the motherfucking gusto. I don't give a fuck who feels this hurt. Because the bitch didn't think twice about me.
Okay. So
now
we know that. So now we know.
What,
so now we know what playing field we're working on. Thank you. You can go back on hold.
Thank
Ooh.
You.
Cool. I'm not done.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
I have orientation in the morning. Y'all can put me back on hold or whatever. I'm good. I just sit here and listen until I fall asleep.
But Alexis, for you to come
Jasmine,
on this show.
Please.
No,
Jasmine,
no,
please.
Alexis, listen to what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
For you to come on this
Why
show
can't people just leave
survive.
Me alone sometimes when I don't want to be bothered? I said what I had to say. Why do you want to back me up into this corner until I come out to attack?
But
why do people want me to do that? I try to
but
be nice and cordial with people, but people keep fucking pushing me till they want me to fucking attack, and I'm trying not to.
Please, I'm asking you nicely. Jasmine, please put me back on hold. Please. This is too much. I'm going to put you on hold. This is just really too much. This is exactly the shit that I be talking about. But you know what? I'll leave it alone. It's really sad. And now, no, she's not late. No, don't read her because that's hurting. Is that how she is? Don't sit here and read her. Bottom line is, that's what she feels. But you know what? It goes to show. It really goes to show how people are. For anyone to sit here and say, I want someone to verify that I called around and would do something like that, that's so fucking late. Especially when I know how much my sister put into this ball, why would I try to read something that I know she breaks up back for? And when people don't even recognize her. So for people to do shit like that and attack, that's bullshit. Get the facts straight, like it or not. 347-426, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, this is Keisha. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Cass.
Hey,
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
First, I have hey, London. First, Jasmine, I just want to commend you on how you broke it down about how people are, especially
when people are throwing a ball. And like you said, it takes a lot to put for a ball. And people, especially, and I hate to say it, our people are so critical to knock you, to find flaws, to want to put you down when you put a lot of emphasis on doing a fucking ball. It's like throwing a party. It's a lot that has to be put into doing it. But once you fuck up, everyone's quick to point out what you did wrong. Okay? My thing is, they had on there what time the ball starts. People want to come 2 and 3 o'clock because they want to be the spot of the tension, knowing that the ball started at a certain time. So you can't blame the promoters, okay? You can't blame them. If they put the time on there and everybody wants to show up an hour before the ball, that's not the promoter's fault. And that's been going on for eons and eons and eons and eons. Everybody want to come at 2 hours before the ball because they want a grand entrance, and then they want to bitch and complain, oh, the ball was tired, yada, 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 yada. You can't blame the promoters, number one. Number two, my other question is, I want to play devil's advocate, Jasmine, and the reason why is because I understand where you're coming from, and I also understand where Alexis is coming from. And I'm going to say this, and I want your opinion, I want the cast opinion. If there was some breaking news about Kelly, Jasmine, wouldn't you think it's fair because she's part of the cast that you confide with her first before going on the air and letting the whole world know what some breaking news was if she's part of the cast in due to respect? That's my question to you, and vice versa. If there was some breaking news on Jasmine, don't you feel that she's part of the cast, y'all should confide with her first in due to respect than going on the and letting the whole world know? I think that's where Alexis is coming from. Now, if it was anybody else, so be it. But because y'all guys are co-workers, do you think it's fair to let the breaking news out before confiding one another? That's my
question. I definitely agree with you.
And I understand when it's breaking news, you let the world know. But as co-workers, there has to be some type of confidence that you guys have amongst each other before letting people out, because that can cause a conflict of interest amongst our co-workers, and that's where I'm sensing right now. There's tension on the cast, and that's not good, my opinion.
Okay.
Let me say this, and I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to hide or sugarcoat anything. I'm not going to take sides with anyone. My loyalty is my loyalty, but I have a job to do. We all have a job to do. And friendships are put aside when there are certain jobs you have to do. If it was breaking news on my mother, I would have broke that news on my mother. Because I have something that a lot of people don't have, and that's integrity. And I live by my integrity. How anybody else lives, that's how they choose to live. But I live by my integrity. So had it been on Kelly, Jasmine, Enrique, Mark, Naima, Jason, or whomever, I would have broke the news. And anybody else that's sitting on this phone, in my opinion, that said, oh, I would have called my girlfriend first, is a bold-faced lie.
Hold that thought. So, Jasmine, you had a reality show, right? You had a reality show, and you had the cast, and y'all all know who won, okay? And you told your cast members it's not to be revealed who won before the show airs on TV or what case may be. Is it fair that your cast members let it out who won? Because it's breaking news, and as Jason said, as a journalist, he is supposed to let out whatever has to be. Is it fair? And do you feel that he broke the rule?
That's kind of a different situation, though.
It's not.
It is a different situation.
But you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Keisha, thank you. I'm going to put you on mute because you're right, and everything that you're saying, I understand, and we're going to touch up on that, but let me say what I'm going to say. And I'm not taking sides with this, Arrest. I'm not taking sides with this, but I want everyone to understand how real this is, okay? Because I'm the one who does these shows, so I see everything how it happens. Number one, Jason, as well as certain members of the Tea Party, already feel divided from Monday night's show. And let's just keep that real. There's been times that people on the Monday night show would kind of make Jason, when he's on the show, feel uncomfortable. And even Naima, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Little comments that they would say is, no, you fit in more on a Wednesday show. Maybe you should call in on Wednesday. Now, that can be a kiki at times, you know, but sometimes you guys make everyone feel a little bit divided. That may be why Jason said what he said, okay? That may be why he felt that, well, since they all wanted, because I'm not going to bullshit you guys. I've gotten calls from people that said, why are they reading the Tea Party on Mondays, and I don't like that, and I would have to three-way calls with other people so they can understand that it's not no shade, it's all out of fun. But certain people were feeling very out of place, out of the norm. But they didn't feel like this was a family between the two shows. Only Kelly, because Kelly treats everyone the same, but some of them really were feeling like outside.
Very us against them.
Yes, very the Tea Party against the Monday cast. And even with Monday using little terms like going to the back cave and turning it into an elite show, London's on the phone as well. A lot of people wondered why London didn't want to come on Mondays no more, or she would just not call in, period. It's because she felt the same thing. And that is exactly why people are doing or they have done what they've done. There's also been times, if I'm not mistaken, on one show that someone came out and said to you, Jason, and it was a cast member from another show that, well, the people feel that, since you're not in the house and this and that and this and that, that you should have no opinion or have nothing to say. And that hurts Jason's feelings. And that's all bullshit because a lot of people ain't in a motherfucking house. And a lot of people are not riding coattails of other houses and so forth and so on. Everybody on these shows have become relevant because you are on Censor Chop. Before you were on Censor Chop, you were just known, not really known for anything. Why do you think people are inviting you all over the place? Why do you think your inbox is so full? Because people are going to use you as an outlet now. If you guys were not on Censor Chop, or stop calling Censor Chop, or if I told your ass you can't come back on Censor Chop, then you would go back to being irrelevant. So let's keep that real.
Ugh.
That's where all this shit is coming from. Now they feel divided. They feel like, you know, Monday is attacking them, and now they want to attack. Do I agree with it? No, not at all. I don't agree with it. Did I know about it? No, not at all. There's many times I had to call London after a show or call Jason after a show or inbox them and say, why did y'all do that? Don't do that. That wasn't right. So that's where all this is coming from. So that, you know, you're right, though. Do I agree with it? No. I don't think nobody should do that when it comes to certain things, or if it's personal things. But, I mean, that's how people feel. 216-526, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
What I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, my God, Jazzy, I ain't heard you go off like that in a long-ass time.
Oh, that's TJ. Hi, TJ. How are you?
All right, I just called in, and all I hear is you screaming, hollering, yelling. Like, what the fuck is
going
on?
Ain't nobody screaming, hollering, and yelling.
Nobody. Baby, when I first got on this phone, you was going off.
She was just making a point.
She was making a point.
Because the bottom line is you have these people that sit here and smile in your face, and they talk about everybody, but then they want to bash the next person. And the person, if you're a real friend or you're a real coworker or whatever, this shouldn't happen. And it goes for you, Jason. And I'm not trying to throw nobody again underneath the bus. But, you know, Jason and Naima have these problems. I'm so glad that you guys have talked. And everybody, you know, everybody has these little issues and problems and attacks and so forth. And making people feel out of place and accusing the next person of something and all the rest of that stuff. That is just really crazy. It's really, really fucking crazy.
So what happened that got everybody in the uproar?
Oh, chat. Go to archives.
We're not on rehab.
Go to archives.
Of which day?
Your mother's on the phone. Kelly, you're on the air. Kelly. Hello. Kelly, your phone is muted or something, but I see you.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Kelly.
Oh, what's going on?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kelly, can I just say something? This weekend, on those videotapes, you was motherfucking sitting.
No,
I didn't get a chance to tell you that during this week, but you were sitting in that video. No shade.
Thank you.
You're right. That's right.
What's going on, man? What's going on? I was listening to the show since it started, but then I got a call and I had to click over, and then the red phone started ringing, honey, and I'm getting all these text messages that Jasmine is going on, so I had to click back over, honey, and press what? What is going on?
Well, damn, the red phone has gone up, the call lines are now full, and all the rest of that stuff. You know why?
Drama.
Drama 101. Now, if we just stop talking about this and we talked about getting a job, getting health insurance, all the numbers would drop.
Well, you know, the girls love a good gossip and a good drama and stuff. I'm gagging at these numbers here tonight. These numbers are motherfucking ridiculous here tonight. I'm really gagging.
Jazz made a hop from the very fucking beginning. No shade. And from that on, girls text girls. Just like a ball. Did the ball start yet? No. The ball started. And now the girls are here. It's no shade.
Yep. Why do you think the show starts at 11:30? Because y'all girls can't even be on time at 11 o'clock. that's exactly. You guys sit here and wonder when the show. The past two nights, but especially last night for the first time, and I texted Kelly. I said, Kelly, it's not even 11:05 and everything is full. That is bullshit. Never happens. 11:30. That's when the numbers start building.
Yeah.
Is that why y'all started early? I was kind of gagging if y'all started
early.
Yeah,
because I text Jasmine and I gag. I don't usually start until 11:30 because at 11:30, that's when the numbers be up and the girls be ready. And I was telling Jasmine earlier today, I gagged that I started the show at 11:05 last night, and I was gagging that when I looked at the time, bitch, we had all talked about everything, and it was only 12. It was 12:15. And we talked about everything already, bitch, because I was gagging at the numbers be so crazy. If the girls start calling in early, the show can start, and we can, you know, get on with the show. But the girls like the lollygag.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Marcus, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a few comments to make. I've told this. Jason, I'm going to say this. I've said this to Kelly, too. As a journalist, I do believe that you guys have a duty to kind of somewhat attempt to either verify the story or report it in a manner in which it's like you're questioning it. CNN doesn't just go on television without, unless they say I have an unconfirmed report. So the way that you kind of said it, I understood what you were doing and you weren't holding in the tea because it's really not tea to hold, but I think maybe it was another way you could have said it.
I'm kind of confused because Marcus, we've been on this phone a lot, and you be on the phone a lot, and you kind of did the same thing Jason did. I know a lot of times when you said stuff, it's not confirmed. It's just it's what I hear. You know,
well,
what I'm saying that's the same.
We'll say
but that's the same thing that that's
Enrique,
the same thing
Enrique,
that Jason
Enrique,
said.
Enrique, Enrique, can you let Marcus finish, please? Let Marcus finish.
What from what I remember from the conversation, what was said was that a breaking news. Can we get the breaking news sound? And it was like Vicky Gotti and Alexis were paid $150 not to read the ball.
No, that's not correct. What happened and how it happened was Kelly came on. And they stayed on for 5 minutes or how long, Kelly, I don't remember. I'm going to say it was like 10. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly came on. After Kelly came on, we went back to talking. Then the breaking news came, and I said, out of the Vicky Gotti camp, this was just brought to me, that they were paid. Now, however anyone wants to take it, they can take it. But what's not going to happen tonight on this show is, if I didn't let my mama tell me what to say out my mouth, What's not going to happen on this show is people try to tell me that what I did was wrong. I did what I did.
Well, hey, Jason, we all have said things.
And
we all said things on
right.
the show.
All,
we said
and
all
I
things
listened,
on the show.
And
that
I have
we
listened
say.
To
I'm
other people. Wait a minute. And I have listened to other people on this show break news and say what they want to make it hot. And they didn't check their facts. So because I do it one time.
And I read them too.
And
I corrected Kelly. Have I not told you about that? Then I think y'all should verify y'all stories before y'all report it as truth. It's not news if it's not true. It's a rumor.
Well, you know, it's also speculation too. Because there's a lot. It wasn't. It was brought to Jason because people were talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it
made it sound like. If based on what you said, it came from the Vicky Gotti camp, it's only really two people that work with Vicky Gotti. So, I mean, it made it sound like it came from one of her people who directly close to her. They don't know which, neither are there. I'll move that. The second thing I want to comment on, and this is to all the callers that call in and say, a promoter cannot help what time they start their ball. When you buy a ticket to a movie, the movie starts whether you're there or not. They play their previews. They play to turn your cell phones off, and they start. So as a promoter, I don't care if it's one person there or a million people there, you do it. You can start. The only person you need is your commentator and your DJ. And if the commentator don't show up, you can do it yourself if you have to. So I really want us to – we read people about not starting on time, but then when it's certain people, we don't want to hold them accountable. We have to. You're accountable for your actions because that's the one
that
thing
what
as a promoter.
Y'all just did to Caesar?
Who?
Yeah, I mean,
none of y'all read the ball. His ball did not start on time, but none of y'all said that.
None of us. Hold on. This is the thing. I wasn't there on time either. So I guess that's something I can't read. I have nothing to say. This is to everybody. We have a tendency to say this about a lot of people's balls. You know, they tend to be well-liked people. Caesar and Sanaya are well-liked individuals. No one is going to get on the phone and read them. I understand that.
Read them. We just want a lot of people that were listening and tuning in wanted to hear the truth, and that's not what came out.
Well, hold on. They have gotten the truth. I think there's a method and a way in which a manner in which you can say things. I think it was a good attempt. What I said was, when you walk into the ball, you could tell that they had basically done everything to make sure the ball was successful. Have you ever been to one of those balls where you go in and the venue is late,
right.
There's nothing on the table, they don't have no trophies, and you're looking like, bitch, this is a setup.
Yes, God.
It didn't
you know
get
what?
That
okay.
feel.
Let me say this. We all been on this show before, and I'm going to keep it 100. That same situation has happened to other people's balls. It has not been Caesar, like you said. And you guys literally would rip their balls to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never come back. You would never come.
That's why
with
I said it was a TJ ball or somebody else's ball. What
exactly. But wait a minute. And y'all never came back with this PC bullshit. But the last couple of nights, it's been nothing but P motherfucking C. And you know, that's why people are gagging. Because not only does Jason and everybody get, everybody's been inboxing, like, are they fucking serious?
Can I say something? How can you rip a ball to shreds? Okay, I gave the ball a 7 out of 10.
You gave it an eight.
How can you rip a ball to shreds? They had the tables was worth what they was for. They had their trophies. They gave out all their cash except $300. So how could you rip a ball to shreds?
I mean, they ended the ball
God,
early.
No shade.
That
y'all
people
ripped,
couldn't
no
get
shade.
In.
No shade. Y'all ripped the shit out of Teflon Ebony's ball in Texas.
Yes,
y'all ripped
did.
The shit out of that ball.
But hold
y'all
on. But he had bread on the table. I mean,
it was a thug-like ball, though. It was a thug-like ball. I think y'all missed the theme of it.
Hold on. I mean, it was a number. It's not a difference. I don't look at the person because you know what? The reason why I can't read Caesar was because 3 years ago I had a ball with over 1,000 people there and only did 8 categories. So I understood as much as I wanted to, and I relatively started on time. It was 30 and 40 motherfuckers walking every category. Next time I had 50, 60 people walking. Sometimes that happens. I saw the attempt. Honestly, when I saw Caesar talking to the police and trying to figure it out, I really thought we were about to get kicked out of there. To be able to go on to 4 o'clock, he did what he could do. maybe we're not privy to all those things that other promoters do, like how they do in other cities. But
right.
we also give people grace that we see that have done a remarkable job, and we didn't expect much. We expect what it was our expectations were so high. When realistically, I just come into New York. I don't think I've ever been to a major ball that's had a lot of people that has ever finished in life. Besides Watch the Throne.
What about the New York Awards Ball?
No Olympic ball that I have ever been to has finished. No Capitol Awards that was crowded has ever finished. No Atlanta Awards Ball that was crowded has ever finished. Not
the New York Awards Ball finished, and that ball was packed.
It was over.
Very few, but over the years, if you think about it, there has been no real that was packed that has just finished unless you just had unlimited time. Like totally, you know, the Mizrahi Candy World Ball, I mean, that was unlimited time, so you really, there was no choice why you couldn't finish. But most times, balls run out of time. We have to respect that. But let's not sit here and blame the patrons for coming late on why the ball didn't start. That's not the reason why the ball didn't start.
We said that Monday. That's not the patrons' fault, because we all said that if you had a DJ and a commentator and they start SSLs or LSS or however you like to say it, the girls are gonna come because they know they need to put a fire under their ass and come.
But
we all said
so
that.
This is so much bigger than coldest winter ever. I think people want us. This is the thing. I think we get tired of getting bashed and red and things like that, you know, for things that really aren't our opinion. I can't have a problem. I can't read somebody on the same thing that I have a problem with. You know what I'm saying?
So are you going to say, Marcus, for your ball, Marcus, are you going to start exactly on time?
I do. That's me.
Okay.
But I've learned that lesson. I mean, that's me.
Right. And so what happens when you catch your ball on time? Don't people come quicker? Don't the ballroom start filling up?
Once we start the awards, or once I started, people do come. But, I mean, that's a lesson learned, Enrique. I mean, can I be real honest with you? The Allure Ball didn't start on time the last time.
They didn't start on time.
I mean, everybody does it. I mean, I don't know why we wait. We can't even say we're waiting on a crowd, because there was a crowd there on Saturday. We weren't waiting on a crowd. Who knows? But
were y'all waiting on the judges? No, they were waiting on equipment.
What kind of equipment was there?
I don't know.
Marcus, thank you. I'm going to a couple of people. Alexis, you're back.
Let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all have ever had a function or plan to do something and it didn't work out the way you planned?
I have.
So with throwing a ball, that's the same stipulation. Those are the things that you have to deal with. I said the ball did not start on time. I said that. Last night, if you listen to when Kelly asked me about the ball, I told the ball did not start on time. We had to be out of there by 4 o'clock. Caesar did everything. I felt like because it was Caesar Sanaya, people wanted it. You just said the things that I have heard over the past few days, because it was Caesar and Sanaya, because Sanaya is a stop your shit or whatever else her little slogan is, they were looking for her, or they were looking for her because she's such trying to do, I don't know if she's trying to do a positive thing now, but they were looking for negative things to say about her. I didn't have anything to say. She told me at 6 o'clock she was still trying to find something to wear. So, of course, things didn't go as planned. And with the owner, like I said, once again, I don't know what was the stipulations, but even after everybody was gone, Caesar said, well, I've already paid you. What do you want? He said, you made all this money, and you still want more money from me. I mean, like, what do you want somebody to say about the ball? They gave out all their coins like they tried to. Did you have bitches who don't even get to the first category, let alone give away $1,000 motherfucking?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck do you want somebody to say about the ball? The ball started late. Okay. Oh, well, Chanel. Shit fucking happened.
Can I ask y'all a question? Did y'all recap the ball in Chicago?
Yeah, we went in on the ball in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, what else do y'all want? What else do y'all want somebody to say about the ball?
Okay, this is the whole thing, Alexis.
Okay.
It's not what somebody would say. The same respect that you got, okay, maybe it's because of the people who hold the ball, because I also respect Sanaa and Caesar. Maybe that's the whole thing. But it's just that you guys did that, because there are balls that y'all recap that did give them money, so I mean, y'all still shred those balls. You know what I'm saying?
Let me finish, Alexis.
But all I'm saying is, like, from here on out, maybe it's a lesson. Maybe you guys need to be more sensitive of what you say about people's balls, because, you know, you can't say, well, they gave out the money, but people came up, blah, 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 but yet in the same sense, that when another ball happened that did the same thing, then y'all just ripped them to shreds.
I don't the only thing I said, what ball have you heard me rip to shreds?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Okay,
in general, Monday night, they'd be
ripping
their shreds.
My thing is, I said the negative points. The
right.
ball did not start on time.
Because right.
you did not like those stairs.
And I damn sure didn't like walking up those three flights of stairs. Not only that, they got an elevator, and, bitch, I couldn't even use that to get up. The man didn't even want to let us use the elevator to get downstairs after everybody was gone.
But his greedy ass going to want a damn extra coin, honey. He need his ass.
Okay,
so, I mean,
I have a question then. If, Alexis, you said all that, which you just said the ball was, you know, the way it was, then why are you mad? Why were you mad?
I was mad because, like I said, like Keisha said, Jason, we work together. Jasmine, I'm not going to break no news on you. I'm not going to break no news on Kelly. I'm not going to break no news on nobody on this show unless I talk to you first. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, not just hit you on the head with it.
Mm-hmm. And I do agree you have done that, even when, I mean, keeping it real, even when there was no way in fucking hell Kelly would allow Shay Shay to come on here and promote her commercial. You reached out to me and texting Kelly. I mean, Ken, her business. You reached out to me and without any thinking, without any doubt. That's what how much I want you to know. I respect you, Alexis. That's why this hurts me.
No, hello,
without
Jasmine.
Without any thinking. What?
Jasmine.
Yes.
Jasmine. Everybody.
Yes.
Okay, hold on, Erica. Everybody, please welcome to the radio show the coldest winter ever promoter, Caesar Prodigy, is on the phone line with us.
Hey, Caesar.
What's good?
Hey,
Caesar. What's going on? What's going on? What's up,
sure.
Jasmine?
How are you?
I'm great. What's good?
Yeah.
So how you feel, Caesar? Come on, give us your whole recap of the whole
weekend. Who's that?
That's
Naima.
Oh, what's up, Naima? I'm good. I'm great. How I feel about the weekend? I mean, I feel many things about this weekend. But, you know, it's the past. You really can't do nothing about the past. We can move forward to the future.
Do you think you'll ever deal with that man again? Ever since what he did this weekend?
Of course not. Why would I? Between
Caesar,
him and
I have
police
a question.
And...
Caesar, I have a question
who,
for
who?
You. I've been, this is a,
y'all
got
to tell him who's so good to him because he don't know the cast.
Oh, okay, this is J-Rock from Dallas. I have a question because I wanted to ask this, but I just didn't ask it, but I can ask it to you. When I don't know if you understand the impact of your advertising, because I just knew, I thought, because I've never been to New York, I thought that y'all was going to have a bigger place to accommodate, because when y'all advertise nationally, and people came from
J-Rock,
wrong ways.
J-Rock had nothing to do with the place. J-Rock had nothing
okay.
to do with the place. The police came.
Uh-huh.
The police came. The place is up to 1,200 people. The police came and they wasn't having it. Straight like that. Me and Kelly was there. They first came in and said it was a raid. I said, it's not a raid. I said, it's a ball where it's a ball. A gay competition. They watched around for a while. I tried to talk to them. One of the cops was very nasty. She didn't give a fuck. Me and Kelly spoke. They took a liking to Kelly. We went downstairs. I explained that we had people from France and all, but I had a whole bunch of press there. They let us go downstairs and let more people in. Well, they started seeing more and more. Mind you, they coming in, they smelling weed and a whole bunch of other shit. Coming to cops was cool. The females wasn't cool. We went downstairs. As many people as we could try to get in the intervals, that's what we did. Then it was a wrap. They told Kelly, any more people, the ball's being shut down. We're going to come back every hour of the hour. They told us that we'll only be able to rock until 4 o'clock. They actually let us rock until about 4:30, 4:45. Simple as that.
Wow. That's horrible.
That is.
Y'all have Caesar on the ball. Now that y'all have Caesar on the phone, why y'all can't ask him
First of all, why would I pay somebody not to talk like it's media? Like, I'm gonna be real. I don't really care what homos have to say. That's just real. That's just me. If somebody has an opinion, they can have an opinion behind these screen, these fake screen names. I paid Vicky and Alexis. It's not even nobody's business. I paid them to do a job. The equipment was not there. Corey didn't go home in time to get the equipment. I had to leave my ball for 45 minutes to go home and shower, and that's when I got the cameras. That's why I don't even have LSS on tape. So because they were there, I did not pay. I mean, I had to pay them. At the end of the day, when you can contract somebody to do something, you pay them regardless. That's how I do. I paid everybody to be paid that night. Simple as that. Why am I going to pay them not to talk about my ball? It is what it is. People can say what they want to say. But that sounds dumb, whoever started that.
Nah,
why everybody so quiet?
It was brought to the table.
Yeah,
another thing, okay, Caesar, let me ask you this. Caesar, how come you guys didn't... Okay,
that's Enrique.
It's Enrique Allure.
That's
Enrique
Allure.
Like, the big question was, you had a lot of people that was there at the ball like 10 or something o'clock. How come the ball didn't start on time?
What time did Jack get to the ball?
I wasn't there, so I don't know. This is what I'm hearing. This is what a lot of people like.
There. All right, so
no.
So
this is what I'm hearing.
What
a lot of people are saying, Greg, that there was a lot of people that were in
the
building.
What time did Jack get to the ball?
What time did he get to the ball?
I'm saying you're asking questions. You're going by information. You got to go by.
Then inform me. What time did Jack get to the ball
until 11:30? When I posted that picture that y'all seen on Facebook, me and Alexis were still here in my house. Kevin Jay-Z was outside of the New York area on way here. It was no commentator at the ball.
So there was no commentator at the ball at all at that time.
Enrique, I'm sorry,
Jack
Kelly, let me jump in
and I
for a
second. Start the ball in 20 minutes. I wasn't even back to the place yet.
Okay, see, that
this
once
is I got in there, I went to Jack and said, start Twisted Resistant now. Twisted Resistant was close to 2 hours.
It sure was.
Okay, see, that this is Jason, and no disrespect to you, but the information that I leaked came from somebody that you paid. No one had one have known you paid it unless you paid them in front of the ballroom. So the information that was leaked out came from someone you paid.
What information are you talking about?
He was the one that broke the news that me and Vicky Gotti got paid not to
be.
And the information that
news?
I leaked out came from
Vicky Gotti. I'm starting to put the business out there. Alexis, I'm starting to put the business out there. Some real shit. I paid Vicky and her $150 each. Real talk. Matter of fact, I think I paid you $140, right,
Alexis? Yeah.
Let me be real. If I paid them $150 to keep their mouth shut, they some cheap ass bitches. Real talk.
Thank you.
So I mean, that sounds dumb. So how you breaking news that ain't true?
Okay, let me say this.
Let me see where this is going.
And so let me say this, because when you're interviewing people, because we watch your clips all the time, when you're interviewing people, this is
Enrique
again. When you're interviewing people, when you're asking questions, you don't really know what's going on. You ask questions. I watch your shows all the time. So you just ask people to get information to find out if it's true or not.
No, I'm bringing it just how it is.
Exactly. What we're doing is the exact same thing you're doing when you're interviewing people.
But I don't speak about stuff that I'm not there for. That's one thing I don't.
Well, you go by questions, right?
I speak about
questions. Because I heard or it's been said. Because, like I said, I listen to your shows a lot. Like you said, because you usually say, either you'll be there,
I
heard, or this was brought to me.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
We can all go to different shows, and I can pull it out if you want to pull one out.
You know what, Alexis, I'm sorry. I paid y'all not to talk about the ball.
No. I can care about that.
I admit it.
Anytime you need me not to talk about another function, let me know.
The ball.
No.
Hey, hold it, y'all. Jazz is trying to say something.
I can
barely hear Jazz.
Hey, Caesar, listen to me. And this is I don't want nobody cutting me and Caesar off when I speak to him. Caesar,
you got to talk a little louder, Jazzy, because your phone sounds far, actually.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think what's happening here, and I just listened to what Jason had to say, listen to what's happening, okay? Even though it may be wrong and it's not true, because I actually believe you need to pay who you hire. I've done it a million times. People who just stood there, but yet I had you there to do something. If it's helping out at a bar, if it's you know, passing out trophies or anything, or even counting a score. I have done that. So by all means, you have a right to do what you have to do. But I think the point that we're missing here is how the hell did Jason find out that you paid anyone? Somebody had to have said something unless you paid them in front of everybody. Now, Jason is saying that this came from Vicky Gotti's camp. And I love Vicky Gotti, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm throwing her underneath the bus. But maybe somebody went back and told other people that's what they were going to do, but since you paid them, they weren't going to do it. So, again, it's really to be careful on the people that got paid. Now,
Jasmine.
That's not true, Alexis.
Jasmine, but it's nothing.
Hold
listen,
on.
Jasmine,
hold
wait
on.
A minute. Don't make me feel like fucking
Caesar.
Me or like I fucking him. Don't make me feel Nolly. I don't like none of this shit. I'm going to tell
Caesar.
You why. I can't speak for fucking Vicky or any of them. I don't know. I wasn't hiding anything, so I paid them in front of people. What the fuck I got to hide? Wasn't like with some under the table, underhanded shit. I gave them their fucking fee.
Well, hold on.
Exactly.
Actually,
I gave
saying,
Jack his
what,
fee.
Hold on,
I gave, wait. I gave Kevin Jay-Z his fee, just like I gave Man his fee. That's what the fuck I did.
So see, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, nobody even knew I got paid.
Okay.
But that's my whole point. Because when I got my money, guess what I was doing? Getting ready to get on the elevator to walk downstairs. So Vicky Gotti couldn't tell you I got paid to keep my mouth
because
closed.
Because Vicky Gotti was me. Matter of fact, I'm glad
you
just said that.
That's my point.
I didn't
point.
Give Vicky the money to the Rumble because he told me that it was cold and he had to leave, so I paid him at the Rumble the next day.
Okay, so then the question is how did anybody know who got paid? How
exactly.
That don't matter to me because it ain't true.
Okay, well,
and if they took
150
for them to keep their mouth shut, what? What do they have to not talk about? The reality is, it is what it is. It's what happened. The police came in there. The freaking owner was acting like a shark. He seen how many people was coming in. He was not feeling it. He wanted more money. It's simple as that. This
it
is what people
happens.
Do. They don't understand how balls work. They don't understand that. So they look at it like, oh, y'all getting all this money? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not feeling it. Want to shut it down. Police came in. I think he gagged that the police did not shut it down because they seen what it was. They seen that it was nothing crazy going on. All they stressed to me was, what they said, Kelly? The weed got to stop. Once Kelly took it, people was acting like animals at the door, Kelly. Right or wrong?
They sure was.
They was acting crazy
it ain't our first
at the door.
Time. Kelly comes from experience with this. Kelly's seen it happen so many
Kelly
times.
Kelly told me she got this and she had it, and it was taken care of.
And
we got as much as it was impossible. Even the half the police, actually, I'm not even going to lie, half of them was cool. They liked Kelly, right or wrong, Kelly, because when the chicks left, they knew what was going on. But you had people jumping out of cabs in front of the venue where police is at. You had all types of people. Yo, they did not want to walk around the corner. People tell them just walk around the corner so the police can leave. Police seen all that. So come on.
Well, Jasmine. Jasmine, I'm not understanding why everybody, like, we know you got archives on here. Now, just to let you know, Caesar, this cast, we said it when the breaking news came out, the whole cast said, I don't believe that. Nobody believed that because we already know that you're a businessman. We said we believe he must have paid them because he had them on contract and he's going to still give them their money. And I thought it was going to be left alone after that. We didn't believe
the
news.
Nah, I paid
them.
I gave them hush money. You hate it. What is this, mafia? This is
right. We didn't believe it anyway.
Right.
That's what we said.
Well, nobody. Whoever has that background music, please mute your phone. And we're going to carry on because it's about 15 people with their hands up. But, Caesar, do you want to stick with us? Do you want to say anything else before we move on with the show?
Y'all got any more questions?
Well, I just wanted to say I had myself a nice time, and thank you again, Kelly.
I mean, everybody told me in a social aspect they had a nice time. Am I fully satisfied with the bull? No. Listen, there's a lot of things I wasn't feeling that went down. But it is what it is. I can't change it.
But like I said in the beginning of the show, that he will learn, and we all learn to this day. We will just learn from it, and we will move on. And next time he'll take all this into consideration, and he'll just give you guys something more and something better or whatever.
Something
so again,
more? Jasmine,
but, you know,
one thing.
Child, let me be honest with y'all. Let me be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, baby. And I keep telling him,
2014. He don't want to have a ball ever again.
Listen, Jasmine. No, you got to remember something about me. Jasmine, before all this, I crafted. And besides me crafting, I grind for my money. I work. I go state to state. I do whatever I need to do to make my money legally now. I don't need this to survive. You know what I'm saying? I work very hard with ball and throwbacks to make that profitable for me. So it's not like this is some big thing. They actually make it seem like people would make it think that you're making $1 million off of. You ain't, because you're paying out a lot of money.
Well, see, who are you speaking to? You know I know this.
That's what
know.
I'm saying to you. You know, you paying out a lot of money. It's not like you're just throwing the ball up and you could think in the door. It ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of money goes into it, and there's a lot of money that goes out of it. Simple as that.
Kelly told me
so,
that
I mean, at the end of the day, I'd rather do what I do normally and be stress-free than give a ball than I have to hear this for 4 or 5 days about me paying people off and hearing people's opinions. And half these people, it's full of shit. They be so fake. Half these people is so fake in this scene. They sit there and they praise you, and they be the same ones reading you behind your back. That's just how it goes in this scene. A bunch of
people that's the same bitch.
You can say it again. I mean, we all
do
that.
I love what you do. Thank you for what you do. Boom, boom, boom. And yeah, the next bitches that be reading on these shows and on these fake screen names and on Facebook, that's what they do. Simple as that. The same bitches that read Kelly and the same bitches that secretly live and vice versa. That's how this shit goes.
Yeah.
It's fraudulent.
It's always like that.
It's fraudulent. So, I mean, give a ball. Okay, that sounds great and everything. Everybody keep on asking me, when's the next one? I can't wait. I'd rather throw a party than a ball. How about that? I'd rather throw a big-ass party where everybody can come and have a good time and drink and eat and boom than dealing with a ball and all the politics, because you put judges on the panel that you got to hear that I should have overrode their job, you know, and these are people that have been doing balls for 30 years. I mean, I'm tired of this shit. This is corny to me. It's so corny. Me doing ball and throwbacks is not for this. It's for way more than just a ball. That was not my reason for doing ball and throwbacks, to throw balls. There's balls every week. I want to put New York back on the map, but it is what it is. But I got to hear, like, all this and these tea parties and all that, making up stories and telling me that I paid people. Come on, this is corny.
All right, let's get to some callers.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. See, I want to thank you for hitting my phone up and telling me the call used for you to come in. Don't forget January 2014, the coldest winter ever, part 2.
No.
Bye, Caesar. Bye, Caesar.
All right, let's go to some callers really quickly. Jesus, the line. Private calling, you're on the air. Private
somebody
caller,
must be on speakerphone.
You hear? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, motherfucker Alexis, you just have to say Nancy on call and just take it and just be a motherfucking grown man about it.
Okay, father.
Not a grown man about it.
Stop it, Five.
They're going left.
Lord.
But we got to wait for Jasmine to come back.
Yeah.
Jasmine phone. Hold on. Jasmine phone hung up. We
Kelly, bitch,
her.
You was out there tipping, bitch, in them motherfucking heels. I wanted to tell you this.
Yes, honey.
First,
hold
you
on,
was
y'all.
Tipping, honey.
We got to wait for Jasmine to call back and her phone disconnected from the switchboard.
Nope.
We gotta wait her to
call. I didn't know you were the liaison between the people and the police work, bitch.
Yes, baby, let me tell you something, baby. The cops love me.
Kelly was there with no one or nothing outside. Like, and it was, and I was with gloves and a heavy jacket and, like, two shirts and sweatpants and jeans and everything. And I was still cold, but she was out there. It had to have been, like, 2 hours because I was out there for a minute.
I was trying to get everybody in.
All right, listen, I'm back. I got kicked off, but I'm back.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me bring Rodney on the air because I see he's been holding. Rodney, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Roger?
Love by the cocktail.
Not much. As a as a relevant person, before Tim's a Chop, I want to speak on my behalf on that.
Oh, Rodney, you're talking about you, Rodney.
No, I understood, but you know, I'm part. You know what? I'm gonna touch on Tim's a Chop's and the Tea Party, because I've seen the division. It is there, you know, but with everything in life, there's always a number one rated show and a spinoff.
And we have definitely explained that to Jason.
Yes, we definitely have that here, and we all must accept our roles in that. Because I do remember, I did hear Jason, not say, but his attitude was when he was on the show, and you brought him on, or Kelly brought him on, and because of the, you know, the Tea Party, everybody had the intros and stuff, but we had our intros for Tim and Chop, and Jason was just coming on the show, and he had an intro, so he gave, oh, that's how y'all bringing me on now? Like, oh, okay. Like, you can sense it, that it was like, well, bitch, I gotta get my intro too, but that was the Tim and Chop show. And, like,
yeah.
When I come on y'all show, I don't care for the intro. I don't care for anything because it is y'all show. That's y'all spotlight. That's y'all baby. So if Kelly and myself or Alexis is coming on there, we could get, you know, we're special guests on you guys' show. So we already know that. And a lot of people hit our phones up, or we out at the club or out at the bar or whatever. They give and talk to me and Kelly when we was talking there. I was coming to us. Why do y'all have those people on there? We don't even know who they are. They don't even go to bars. Why are they on the show commenting and they should wait on their day and they should do it. So we get that from the general public, and they probably fake screen names and all that stuff as well. So it's not something that is perfectly done in-house. We get that from the fans and the listeners and whatever they want to be called. That tells us, don't put them Tea Party people on y'all show, because y'all are giving the in-depth, first-hand, well, Kelly and myself. And then, you know, Alexis comes to the ball, you know, every now and then, too, as well. So we get it, and they want to hear it first-hand with no, you know, saying no bullshit as opposed to what I heard, or this is what happened. So that's where the division is coming from, because we're there, live, in action.
But there are times when you guys aren't there, Rodney, and you guys do say the same thing. This is what I heard. Let me give you a prime example. Monday, when we were talking about Eric's show, none of you guys was there. But I know I personally heard you guys say a couple of times, oh, not Monday, Tuesday. Heard that, but this is what I heard. This is what I'm hearing. And then you guys are getting a secondhand information as well, because when you have people like Goddess, Love You Sis, and you have people like Vengeance that's calling, that's getting secondhand tea. So we all got that together. So, you know, you can't say, you're like, you're right, you're at a lot of balls, but you're not at every ball. So when you're reporting on certain balls, you're not there, you have to go on secondhand tea.
But
you know
when I say secondhand tea, as far as for us, it's the relevancy of knowing that we're getting information because we go to so many balls that people will come and give us.
But see, what's that relevancy thing for? Because, you know, you guys know you're at
that word
ball,
relevancy is so ugly. Like, where does that
mean? Mind you, Rodney, you do go to a lot of balls. You're right. But I know there's a lot of people that hit me up or call me or something like that. Because, you know, back in the day, we used to call each other and find out what was going on.
Correct,
you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So everybody's okay. Relevant to somebody.
I mean,
I'm
what is the word relevancy?
People.
What is that? Do y'all think you're famous?
From the people, because I hear it so much on the show when I'm listening myself. So I'm using the word as well. I apologize. I use a different word. But
right.
Because the people that are at the balls are the people that know that we're going to talk about it now, just like Jason said, since the show came about, and they know you guys are going to be on the reporting, then they call you. But when there was no Tea Party, they wasn't calling you then, just like Jason said.
I'm sorry for jumping in.
Let me jump in here, and I'm sorry for jumping in, and I don't want to sound rude, but are these the same people that will hit other people up in inbox and say, oh, my God, I wish Rodney shut up. He's so boring. He's putting me to sleep. Are these those same people? Because believe it or not, those same people that are hitting you up, saying those
they're
same things are the same people that are hitting us up. Now, Jasmine, what I'm about to do is I'm about to exit this, because this has turned into something much more than it should
have. Jason, you don't have to.
No, 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 no.
because no, because for the last hour, for the last hour, I have sat here. I have the floor right now because this will be my last time on the floor. Because for the last hour, I have sat here and I've done what other motherfuckers on this same show, on this same platform, have done. But because I did it and I was man enough to say it and I said where it came from, now you can take that back where it needs to go, because now I'm fucking tired.
And y'all saying relevancy like y'all fucking famous
or something.
Y'all ain't famous.
And I got, because you ain't no more motherfucking relevant than me, Mark, Enrique, or anybody else on this phone. You have a title. Kelly has a title. I have a title, too. It's called Jason. It's Jason. And that's what I go by. I don't need a ballroom to tell me I'm motherfucking relevant. That right there was rude and disrespectful, and good night.
Good night, Jason. But anyway, My rules wasn't to offend anyone. Relevancy was came on here before I even came on the show. I came on here to listen when I was listening to the show all night. I heard Jazz and everybody else say relevancy, so that's where it came from. I would have picked up Jason about what he said because I really don't care because it wasn't to me. So I'm listening to what everybody else is saying. I'm just giving you what was said. Yeah, people hit me up myself and say, Rodney, spice it up. You're being bored. So it's not no tears, not no issue about you saying that because, yeah, I get it myself because I don't really give the dirt and dish it like Kelly. But, you know, some people like the plain, the educational tone or whatever I bring up. They don't want me to hear it being because I walked up with it or I walk whatever. So they want me to be catty and upright and bad like someone like Kelly because we have different personalities and we balance the show off in that kind of way.
But well, what's the way I click
Jason or Mark or Enrique or anybody? I'm just saying what is out there, what is out there. Not saying that it's my opinion of what you do because I don't have a problem with it. I laugh when you come to the show because you make me laugh. So it's not the thing about me having a personal vendetta against you or Enrique or Lyndon or Naima or anybody.
But see, that's the thing. We get that, Rodney, because just like Jason said, just like you guys get it, we get it too. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a double-edged sword. They will suck your dick, but as soon as you turn around, they'll kick you in your ass. And we get it the exact same way. You know what I'm saying? But so I understand what you're saying, but I think what bothered people is this whole relevancy thing. And the reason why you brought that up, because somebody else brought it, like one show seemed to be more relevant than the other. And so that's what the whole relevant thing. When you came on, you kind of emphasized the point that we were saying earlier. And that's not the case. Because like you said, we get just as many inboxes as you do, Rodney. I get as many calls as you or Kelly does, but I choose not to say things because of the house that I'm in. And you know what that gives. So I choose to be quiet, or I'll pass it on, or I just leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to be the PC person on the phone. You know, but I guess that's going to have to stop because it's just this whole mess. It's just a whole lot of mess that's going on.
What happened? I clicked on.
And then
what
it
happened?
Seemed like y'all came on to attack Jason after what he did to Alexis. That was something that y'all do every fucking week.
What are you talking about?
No. It does seem that there was
no
a light
shade,
attack. Because,
no shade. You,
because
no shade.
I was
okay, I'm not. I may not been out as long as you, Rodney, but we all know shade.
I promise you, my attack was not to Jason. My attack was not to anybody. I was speaking.
No. This is a group attack because now y'all all are calling in one by one. No shade. This is a group attack. It's no shade.
I just got out of work.
Hold on. Wait, everybody, listen. Okay, come back. Let's go. Okay. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Let me tell y'all something. I sit on the phone with Jasmine, and I sit on the phone with Jason all the time. And I let Jason know there is no shade from our cast towards y'all cast at all. And I don't ever want y'all to think that it's shade or that anybody from Monday night is coming on and they're attacking y'all or anything because it's not that. We are all here together to do a job, and we're going to do that job the best way we can. Nobody's attacking y'all, and I don't want y'all to feel. I don't want y'all to think that they're attacking y'all so y'all attack them on Tuesday. Certain things that they say certain things that they say on Monday, they be kikiing with y'all, and y'all might take it seriously, but it's not that intense.
Oh, I don't take it seriously. I find
it. Okay, well, I don't want nobody to take what happens with the cast on Monday night seriously, and then they go on Tuesday night and say, okay, well, they attacked, and so now we're going to attack. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I really don't.
Hold on, let me finish talking.
Because if it becomes an inter battle between Monday night and Tuesday night, baby, I won't do the show anymore, okay? Because I don't want that. I want us all to be able to work together. We should be here together as a unit attacking everybody else. We should not be attacking between Monday night and Tuesday night. And if anybody feels that it's an attack between Monday night and Tuesday night, bitch, baby, it won't be no more of this at all.
So is it safe to say that there will be no more breaking news things reports again then?
Baby, y'all can break news or say whatever y'all want to say or do whatever y'all want to do. I just don't want the attack between Monday night and Tuesday night, okay?
Listen,
when we come on Tuesday night, I don't expect to get an intro on Tuesday night because it's not my show. I come on just like a regular listener, just like I come on tonight. If Jasmine choose or whoever choose to be on the other end of that switchboard and they play my intro, I don't expect it. So nobody else should expect that with anything at any other time. Nobody else should expect that. If they play it for me, they play it for me. But I'm not expecting that because I know it's not my night. I'm just here to come, and I see if the girls see in the chat room, oh, where Kelly at? Kelly needs to come on and make it hot. I'll press 1, and I'll come make it hot. I'll listen to the show.
Because,
okay,
you know, that's the whole intent of the Kiki party, because it's supposed to be a Kiki. We're not too big into gossip, because we'll go off topic about stupid. And because you guys have your fan base, and we have our fan base. You know what I'm saying? So people know there's a difference between the show.
But that's how Tuesday nights were built, in all honesty.
Right, with a Kiki.
Tuesday night show was not definitely, you know, a show that was really to recap a ball or anything. That is what Monday nights are for. You know, because Kelly goes out to the ball, Rodney goes out to the ball, these are leaders of houses, so forth and so on. So when you watch, and that's why it's titled The Weekend Recap. Now, the key part is key to piggyback off of what took place over the weekend and the people, the hundreds of people that inbox the tea party with all the tea and the gossip and the stuff that people don't say. That is what the Tuesday night is for. And then again, the Wednesday night is to talk about different issues within the ballroom scene. So that's what everyone needs to understand. And that's how it's always been built.
It just seemed like tonight was, and I can understand how Jason feels, and I can understand how Alexis feels, I can understand it, but it does feel like that it was, I would say it was like a barrage, you know what I'm saying? Because then you have Alexis come on, then you have something, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere Caesar comes on, and then blah, blah, blah. It was just because you're talking about this one person's fall, you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy to me when somebody says, you know, you wasn't even there, so how you can go by what you heard when blatantly everybody on this motherfucking phone has done that more often than not. You know what I'm saying? So that to me was foolery. And that should never come out of anybody else's mouth again. Because we cannot be in 100 places at once. So you are going to go by T, because that's the definition of the word T.
Right. And
you know what I'm saying?
Say
so
too,
that's the part that kind of got
live,
me. Like, are you serious? I see your interviews.
What I was going to say when I came on line was that no shade to what Jason was saying, his story, but I could see Vicky Gotti himself telling Jason that so he could get some tea or some scandal for his show. That's what the fuck I had to say, too.
Well,
I'm going to nip this in the bud for the last time, okay? That came from Vicky Gotti's motherfucking camp, okay? You know how I know it came from Vicky Gotti camp? Because when Alexis got paid, the only person that seen Alexis get paid was myself, Varna, and the 6 motherfucking cops that were sitting at the elevator when we got on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't come from me, and I know it ain't come from Varna, and none of the cops called it to this motherfucking show or on Facebook.
Right.
So I got a question. Do y'all think that Vicky Gotti is trying to sabotage this show?
Vicky, no. Gotti, she's trying to say the girl.
I don't
even
think it's. I don't think it even went that to that level. London, do you have anything you want to say?
I think the girls are just trying to stay relevant.
I think, I think we need to stay away from that word because that word is upsetting people. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously.
You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, let's not even say relevant. People like to do things to make it hot. People like to do things to stir a pot. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what's happened. You know, and I have to say, it's good TV, no shade. Because I'm sure a lot of the 440 kids are listening.
That's why they're listening tonight.
Okay, I'm actually at work. I have to go, but I enjoyed the show.
Before you go, I was attacking you. I apologize.
Oh, no, let me tell you something, Ronnie. Let me explain something to you right now. That group, that elite, anything that y'all do, reading or whatever, I don't even care. I find it to be a key. I'm stoned half the day when I'm not at work. So
right.
I laugh at y'all anyway. I mean, not to say it like that, but anything that y'all say, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't, you know, it doesn't really bother me.
You know what, and I know it doesn't.
Yeah, when I see y'all out, and even if y'all read on Facebook, I see y'all out or whatever, I still speak. So I'm not that type of person. I really don't care. And if you want to go read for read, then we can go. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to call you some sick, dying fag and pay it. So I really don't care.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but at the same time, you know, like, I know how Jason feels. I know how Alexis feels. I really didn't have much to say on either end. But I'm not offended at all. But I am going to call my brother and find out if he's okay after I do my job. So y'all have a good night, Jasmine. I'll talk to you later on or tomorrow. Good night, Kelly.
Right.
Good night, Rodney.
Good night, Mark.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, I want to say that I hardly be on the Monday's show, but I've definitely been shaded, you know, from some of the cast members from the Monday show anyway. Told me, you know, so many, and a lot of words that I need to just go on Wednesday and stay on Wednesday, being that I'm long-winded and you know, and I just can't get shit out or something like that.
It's no shade, Naima, and I'm going to tell you this, Naima, and I was telling Jasmine this the other day, okay? You and Nicole, y'all go back and forth at it, Mistake, bitch, but if you had your own motherfucking show, Mistake, you would be just like Nicole, Mistake. You would not have callers, Mistake, because you don't know when to shut the fuck up and take callers, Mistake. You talk, and you talk, and you talk, and you talk, and you just be going, Mistake, and it'd be good shit, Mistake, but girl, you gotta know when to cut yourself off, Mistake.
Okay, I can take that, but I haven't really been saying
gagging. I'd be like, Naima be on point with her motherfucking shit that she be saying and everything. But I'd be like, bitch, is she gotta shut up and take a call?
But I haven't really been saying anything really like that really anymore.
Yeah.
That's because you feel like when it was said to you that it was offensive, so you took it and you got defensive and you stopped talking. But like I said, when the serious shows come on Wednesday, you give very good insight and you know, very good information. That's why, you know.
I can see you, Mistake. If you talk for about a good 5 to 7 minutes, Mistake, and then take a couple of callers, Mistake, and then let the callers say what they got to say to go back to. I can see you hosting a Wednesday night show by yourself, Mistake, because you can intrigue a crowd with your conversations, Mistake, but you just got to know when to cut it off, Mistake. And that's what I was trying to teach the other girl that used to do, you know, her thing, Mistake, but girls never wanted to listen. That's why they failed.
Oh, boy. Okay. Alexis, you're back.
Well, let me say this, being that the show made me relevant, and I was a nobody fat crafting queen from Atlanta, Georgia, before I was asked to be on the show. There's no shade between nobody, especially with me. I don't care. My thing was, don't use me as a coworker to be the jump off or to stir the pot, as Enrique said. So, I'm not going to break news about Naima if I don't tell her what's going on. Because, bitch, we talk all the time. Just like you reach out to me for any other reason, you can reach out to me for that. That's my whole point. It's not even so much of what was said. It was how it was done. Like you were trying to get fame off of my name. Don't use me, baby. Not if we got to work together. Because I can be a cutthroat bitch at times.
I know I be inboxing you and Kelly like a motherfucking. Y'all never say J Rock said. Y'all say somebody.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't use me.
But let me tell you something. One thing about I've been doing this show for 5 years. Mistake, bitch. A bitch don't need a motherfucking fake profile to inbox me any motherfucking team is saying, because anything that anybody says to me, the one thing I learned from being a good journalist and watching all these motherfucking shows,
you never reveal
your motherfucking sources.
But Kelly, let me ask you a question. Would you break a story about me without saying something to me?
No, Miss Thang, I'm going to tell you, girl, well, this is what was said, Miss Thang,
exactly.
And I'm going, bitch, and I'm going to put it out there, Miss Thang.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell everybody that's on this phone line, Miss Thang. Everybody that's on this cast, Miss Thang. One thing for certain, two things for sure, Miss Thang. If any tea or anything comes out about anybody on this show, Miss Thang, a bitch has to hit me up 4 or 5 times, Miss Thang, before I pump the tea about anybody that's on this motherfucking phone line, Miss Thang, because y'all are part of me, Miss Thang, and I'm not going to put it out there unless it goes, oh, I'll send you this so many times and you ain't pumping it because it's your girlfriend, Miss Thang. When they give that, Miss Thang, oh, you being shady, I have no other choice but to pump it. But I'm going to keep anybody that's on my side, I'm going to keep them safe, and I'm not going to throw them to the motherfucking wolves at all.
Honey, mute your background, please. Marcus, you're back, and then we're going to these callers. A lot of people press one.
Well, child, I had my hand up a while ago, Jeff. You could put me back on.
Okay.
Back
you forgot.
Nietzsche, you're there.
Hi, everybody. Hey. I see there's a lot going on. I'm scared. I'm afraid to say anything.
You ain't
gotta
be scared. Say shit.
Buddy!
Well,
I mean,
I'm afraid to speak my mind.
Let's go to some of the callers really quickly. 347-766, you're on the air. 347-766?
Hello. Hello. I didn't push one.
Okay. I'm sorry. You did press one. 404-734, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Tap. I was just going to say something earlier.
Hey, Tap.
What's going on? How y'all doing? Who's out?
Hey, Tap.
What's up, Jasmine? I was just going to say, like, as a journalist, I feel like this happened to me a couple years back. When you report an information, it's really not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. And you have to have you have to be unbiased. You can't really have an opinion. That's the job of the callers. Let them call in and let them stir it up. You just say what it is. And it'll come across differently. I don't know what was there yesterday, but I was just speaking in general. I don't really listen to the radio show like that, but, you know, just that's all.
Thank you so much, sweetie. 267-324, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jazz? What's up, Cass? Although Miss Amina may not think I live in the real world, I just wanted to have a little bit of professional advice. I really do adore this show. I adore Tenzin. Show's great. The tension between the party versus Tenza Chops has been noticed, and all I can really say tonight, I would have really liked for you guys to kind of keep that dirty laundry that surfaced in your own house for us not to know about all of that. Although it was good for, you know, it was good tea, I think some of that stuff was not for all the callers to hear.
It was, and no, Cole, I have to disagree with you. It was for everybody to hear. That's what makes us different from every other show. Because when anything anybody posts in that room, no comments, no pictures, nothing comes down. Everything is out there for everybody to see. It's no shade. It's not being phony. It's out there for everybody.
Okay, I guess. Well, I also wanted to say that you know. Jason, I think, was very unprofessional what he did tonight. And quite frankly, I've already stated to you guys that I think he's quite boring, although he's gotten better over the past couple of weeks. You know, what he did tonight was totally uncalled for, and he knows not to do that. He can do better than that.
Okay, well, he expressed his feelings. He was feeling a certain type of way, and he didn't want to. And sometimes you have to step back from something before you say something that you really
that you may regret later, and I believe that's what he chose to do. Now, it will be dealt with on a later hand. As far as boring, I think Jason has brought a lot of laughter and a different approach to the show. So
I agree.
We don't want to go with the boring thing.
And
I mean, that's your opinion, but I'm just saying.
One thing to Caesar, I know that we've been coming really hard that his ball may not have been successful as we wanted it, because it was New York and the most anticipated ball of the season. We expected a little bit more, and I wanted to personally let him know that there's people out there that we do appreciate what he does, but stick to tens of chops. I mean, ballroom throwbacks, because the Ogle ball is not for you. We really appreciate
Carla,
it.
Okay. Carla, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you said expected more, could you elaborate on that just a little bit for me, please?
New York is the, you know, it's like the epicenter of ballroom. It's where ballroom came from. And we've been really waiting for a really hot ball from New York. We have all these damn mini balls that you have to go to. It's kind of, we've been waiting for something for everyone to come out. And expect more as far as, you know, the categories finishing. And just somehow the essence of ballroom was kind of lost with all the confusion that was happening. And, yes, there's always confusion in ballroom, but it was just a little bit of a letdown. You know, it just was.
Can I ask you a question, Carla?
Sure.
How were you let down? Because the ball didn't finish?
I just expected to see other categories that just, you know, some of the categories that were not cash categories that some of my friends were performing in, I wanted to see them in, and some of the categories.
Okay, so you came to support your girlfriend, and they didn't get to
hold
walk.
Hold on, Michi. See, this is my point earlier. Once again, once you plan to have things, you can never control how some things happen. So you can. Why would you?
Right.
You shouldn't be upset. Shit happens.
Not upset. I'm just a little bit disappointed. You know, I was
why
glad
are you disappointed
to see the people that were there and be at a social event, but as a ball, I just think it was a little bit of a letdown. You know, to only have
if he didn't give out his cash, then somebody else would have been reading because he didn't give out the cash category.
True, that is 100%.
But you're reading because he didn't give out. My thing was this: as long as you can give out your cash, because the first thing a queen is going to say, "Oh, she didn't have her money from the beginning." That's why she didn't start on time. So she did give out. He did give out his coins. Now you're mad because you're disappointed, I should say, because your friends didn't get to walk. You cannot please everybody in ballroom. Have you tried to find a venue in the New York area to have a decent function?
That is our fault. That's
ballroom's
fault.
Exactly. So you cannot blame Caesar.
We cannot get a venue.
Caesar then. You shouldn't be disappointed in Caesar. You should be disappointed in the community as a whole.
I'm not saying I'm disappointed in Caesar. I'm just disappointed. I'm a little bit let down in the ball itself. That's all. You know what I mean? It was a great social event. I would go to a party if you threw one. But, you know, to see him actually get stressed out like how he did on camera, that man did not enjoy himself at his own ball. When he had to bang on that table and say, "Stop!" You could see in that man's face that he was over it. And, that, you know, it was just a little bit too much. It was just too much. For him, I think I enjoy what he captures, those precious moments on video. That I think that's fabulous. But as far as the whole ballroom thing, let that to, you know, the Jasmines of the world that can really deal with that and, you know, turn it out. Because
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Because Jasmine has so many balls. All of her balls have not flowed like she wanted it to.
Oh, baby.
So you don't know what the... You don't know what they're talking about.
Wait, let me tell you something. Hold on, caller, because, baby, trust and believe, baby. Y'all don't see what Jasmine goes through, okay? And Jasmine goes through the same motherfucking stress that Caesar goes through, that Caesar went through this weekend. And the same way Caesar had me there to help him with his stress is the same way Jasmine has me there to help her with her stress. But Jasmine goes through it just like everybody else. And Jasmine goes through it, and this is on my grandmother. Jasmine goes through it worse than anybody would know, because Jasmine wants to come in the building with her coins every time she has a function. And I say, Jasmine, you already know the girls is going to come out because of your name. Jasmine says, no, I have to come in there with all my grand prize money. She be going through it for a whole month and months before the ball even come. She be going through it.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see Jasmine on camera because guess what? You got Kelly walking around there hollering. That's why you don't see Jasmine on camera going through it. You got Kelly right here.
And I meet on many tables, and I came on the show on Monday and read about many
Kelly,
calls.
Jasmine was behind me talking so much shit at the collective Gagawing, honey. That you were the uterine. I know that ain't Jasmine back there. See, this is what I'm talking about. We as patrons don't understand the stress that it goes through to put a ball together, but yet we want to come on the show and read and let them have it. Now, if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, see, my only rip a ball apart if the promoter doesn't do what they're supposed to do as a promoter. But when a person has done that, all that they can do is their power, there's nothing else that you can do.
That's true.
So find a venue in New York where you can come in, have your function, and complete everything, and then we'll talk about it later, okay? Thanks for calling.
That's right.
The next caller is a private caller. You're on the air. Private caller. Okay. 240619, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I forgot what I had to say. Y'all is rambling on and on and on. I know what I'm going to say. And speaking as a listener and just listen to both the shows. First of all, I love Tenzin Chops. I love Kelly and Alexis and Roddy. I love that. That's a perfect, it's just so harmonious. But I also like the show with Mark and Enrique and Jason. But I just think at times too many of you guys are on each other's shows too much. It's like, I almost feel like it's just one show. I like to listen to one show and then the other show because it's slightly different. But if every time I tune into Tenzin Chop, I hear Jason or, you know, the ones from the other show, and then when I tune into this show, I hear all, you know, the people from Tenzin Chop. It's like, well, why call up Monday and Tuesday if it just seems like it's one show? But I love both shows. I think both shows have their own thing, and I don't think it's, should be any more, one more relevant than the other, because that really is just not good for business. Jason, I will say, and this is no disrespect, I will say regarding Jason, though, that I think Jason, he has a very convicted spirit. He's very opinionated. He's very convicted. But I think at times he really should listen to the archives, because at times he can really be a little over the top and a little unprofessional. I agree with Alexis 1,000%. There is no way you're going to expect to work with somebody, give some tea about them, they know you gave it, and then come to work like everything is just supposed to be okay, peachy, you know, hunky-dory. It's just an unspoken, unwritten thing. You do not cross coworkers because you have to get along. You have to work together, and it's just not going to work if you're just not even alerting them that this is what I'm about to do, or this, I heard this, is this true, or whatever. And then they may try to talk you out of doing it, but at least you let them know. Now they're prepared. So that, to me, when I heard him do that, I understood when Alexis came on. I totally got her. I just don't think that was cool. But I love both shows, and I hope you guys, you know, hope Jason comes back. I hope you guys keep it up, because I love both shows.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. I mean, it was, you know, I think what we need to do is, I mean, I understand that we're feeling some type of way about when callers say, but you got to, we got to, I guess I can't say we can't, because everybody has their own personalities. I think we need to start less attacking the callers, because, you know, a lot of people, because what the caller said, Alexis, is how a lot of people feel. And you can't, I mean, I guess you can, because you feel one way, you have your opinion and people have theirs, but that caller represents a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Who did I attack?
no, the caller, like, well, thanks, that's your opinion, and blah, 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 get the invite. I understand, you were defending, you know, you were on the defensive, and I think that's
who,
what it was.
Who did I attack, is what I'm asking.
The last caller.
The coach whisperer.
The one I told to find a venue in New York.
Right, but it's the way you came at him. But you got to understand how he feels. That one caller, there's about 2,000 people or 200 people that feel that same way.
But
people that go on both sides of the fence, and that's the whole thing. I mean, yeah, you can find, you know, the whole venue, or you can throw a ball and stuff like that. We get that. But there's people who are ball throwers, there's people who are patrons, and there's people who are spectators. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to find a balance, or, you know, you just can't go in no hands, hose, barred.
Well,
you know
I don't feel like I attacked him, and if that's how he felt, then I apologize. But, I mean, I was strict voicing my opinion.
Well, I'm going to tell you, your background is loud. I don't know who that is, because I ain't got nothing going on. But, Alexis, this is what I'm saying, because before Steve came on the phone, you got to look at how Byron is going across the map and how it's all over the globe now. If you was not from New York, until y'all said that tonight, I did not know when you said try to find a venue. I didn't know that our community has messed it up to where there's not that many places to go to begin with, because a lot of people, like I say what other people tell me. Like they said, well, if he knew, he's seasoned from Baldwin Throwbacks. He goes all over the nation. Who wouldn't want to come support him for coming to support us? I was going to actually try and get on a plane and just do the 2 days and fly my ass back. If I would have went there, it would have been the ultimate gag for me. So that's why I asked him, and then when he explained it, that's why I said, I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying. Jason, the people, let me tell you something. Some of these callers have been around Baldwin for a long time. They know that we cannot get a venue, especially in New York. Especially a lot of the major cities.
Right.
If you listen to the archives from previous shows, how they say how Chicago, the girls will shut your ball down in a heartbeat if you don't do the proper thing, or you don't have this, or you don't have that. Even in New York, like I said, in New York, the only place that people can go and even try to finish a ball is in the lab. But have you ever been in the lab? Do you see how uncomfortable it is in there? Do you know how many
to the lab, honey.
Do you know how much money they will make off your function alone?
Damn.
Damn.
Everything Caesar went through this weekend is shit that I feel I went through the lab when I was doing the awards ball with Jack and Andre. When I did the collection score, it's a mess. It's
bad. It's not even like people don't know these things. They know these things, but people try to play like they don't. Like they're naive to the situation. Come on, don't do that. You shouldn't be disappointed because the ball didn't finish, because you want to see other categories. Shit happens, and this is what I'm trying to get people to learn. You cannot control everything all the time. Marcus had the North Carolina Awards ball last year. They didn't finish their ball.
Nope.
But Marcus did everything that he could in his power to make sure he did. What were you supposed to say? And Marcus had a fab-ass motherfucking venue. So people know the things, but they just don't want to accept it. Some people just are not happy with themselves. They're just bitter and unhappy.
There we
go.
Yeah, right. But that's true. I mean, that does come across, but then there are other people who just want to have a good time, and people are upset because they didn't have a good time. Yeah, you had the major categories, but there are people who do, believe it or not, go to balls to see other categories other than what was done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Enrique, that's
but
what regard, that,
but
that
regardless to the point, regardless to the point, anytime you make a choice to do something, you make a choice to take a risk.
When I make a choice
to go to a ball and pay $30 to $25 at the door, I don't know if they're going to start fighting and the ball gets shut down. I don't know if the person who has the cash prizes is going to have all the money for my people that are walking, should they win. You don't never know. Anytime you walk out your door, you're expecting the bus
bus and you have to get on public transit and be to work by 8 o'clock and you leave at the same time every day and make it there by 7:45, and on this particular day you decide to make it there by 8:05, who are you going to go off on, the rapid transit, because it was a situation with transportation? No. Anytime you make a choice in life, you make a choice to take a motherfucking risk, and people need to realize that.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
line.
True, but you're absolutely right. But people are still going to feel some type of way. I mean, not everybody.
Yeah, you can feel however you want to feel,
you know,
but you cannot get mad at these ballroom promoters for trying to bring something to a community of people that is really ungrateful at the end of the day. No matter who's doing the ball, no matter if the ball got all the way through, it's going to be hundreds of people with negative comments or something or feel some type of way. So that's the whole bottom line. So, everyone has an opinion about something.
But you know what, though? I think everybody is missing it. You got to understand how the human mind works and how people work. This is what I was trying to get across to Caesar. Like, I hope Caesar don't take nothing that we said negative, because we need him. He is putting us on the map, and I want to see a ball that I didn't go to, but Caesar painted the picture so well, so I don't think that they're disappointed in Caesar. They're not disappointed in Caesar and Sanaya. It's like he painted the picture so well. He did such good promotion and advertising. I think they're just disappointed in how it actually turned out, but not the actual promoters. They just wish they could have.
No, J-Rock, did you listen to what some people said? Had it not been Caesar or Sanaya, y'all would have ripped the ball apart. That's what was said.
I'm not talking about the shady assholes. I'm talking about the ones that really wanted to go. I'm talking about the people that's hitting my box. I'm speaking for the people that's hitting my box that went to New York, you see what I'm saying? And then they really wanted to see that because they really thought that, you know, this is the person that holds our scene's history and shows it to us. So he's been around a long time, so I know that him and Sanaya is going to give us what we want. And then when the situation turned out the way it was, not on them, but just us set at the actual situation and how it ended. That's why I'm glad he came on and let us know how bad the police was and how that man was trying to, you know what I'm saying, how he was trying to do it.
J-Rock, I said that last night. I said all that.
Right, but you know, when he came on and said it himself, it kind of reassured it.
Let me get to these callers really quickly because I need to take a break. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, 347-829, you're on the air.
I wanted to say something about Jason, but pretty much everyone said what I was going to say. So, you know, I guess as a reporter, if you're going to be a reporter or whatever, you want to just make sure that your facts are right. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, caller. And private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? It's been years. It's big news. I'm calling in. I got a couple topics to talk about. It's been
hey,
like 2008.
Big
hey, y'all. I've been listening to this show for like 5 years now. And like tonight, just as far as the topic with Jason, so many people have different views on Jason as far as what he say, what he do, how he did it. As long as this show been on, you have different people like Kelly, London, and, you know, you got people in the group like different chat rooms and names and stuff like that. Jason is one of the only people that really states his opinion besides Kelly and don't hide himself. He speaks his mind and, you know, he say what he want to say. And a lot of people can't accept it. And the fact that people say he's boring and all that, half of y'all don't realize that. It's not just about no ball, no fight. And people talk about different stuff. People got different views. They express themselves differently. As far as the Tea Party and Tins and Chops, it don't matter what show it is, as far as the support from each other, that's what they give to each other. When it comes to a Monday night, Jason don't get on there and go off and talk about crazy stuff. He basically talks about the topic. It flows with the show, and it keeps moving. Just because he's on there is not a problem. Kelly comes on Tuesdays and talk about little stuff, but that don't mean, Kelly can't come on Tuesdays. It's not a controversy thing with the show. It's as far as everybody supporting each other. The relevant thing, I haven't been in the scene that long, but I, like, you know, got a couple friends or whatever. I hang around. It's kind of disrespectful because as far as the younger people, this is why a lot of people realize, like, oh, younger people don't respect older people. As far as the relevant thing, a lot of younger people didn't know majority of these older people if it wasn't for this radio show. So the respect that y'all get from the younger people comes from this radio show. And don't get me wrong, some younger people have known some of the older people before this radio show, but at the end of the day, we've gotten to know who you are, your different point of views on things, and, you know, how's your outlook on the ballroom. And as far as saying, oh, the relevant girls and stuff like that, that's so disrespectful because it's like, what are we just, people just sitting here 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day on a radio show and then, oh, because we're not in the house or we're not hanging in the clique with the girls, that we're not relevant?
What else?
No, that's not cute.
Thank you, Carla. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was wow. That was a lot. And Big Nose has been one of the other ones that has been with us, me and Kelly, from the very beginning. He used to call in a lot. I see that another caller pressing one a couple of times. Please press one again because I have to go outside and get some fresh air, so I'm not going to be able to take any callers. I think it was a 323 number or anyone else that wants to press one. Please press one really quickly right now. Ta-da. Okay, nobody's pressing one, so I need to go outside. But go ahead, y'all can continue. I'm right here. I'm just taking a break.
I just want to say, pretty much, when, from Monday, is there a call on the phone? Hello, caller.
Hello, there's no caller, but somebody has background. Please mute your phone.
That's probably Kelly's phone.
It ain't Kelly phone nothing. I'm laying in my fucking.
Where's Kelly?
Kelly, you were just on speakerphone. Don't try it.
I your phone, Kelly. You were on speaker. You and it got quiet, girl.
I am on speakerphone, but I'm laying in my bed on speakerphone.
That's why, girl.
No,
you're on
not
speakerphone.
The visual.
Are you cuddled up, Kelly? Because it's windy and storming outside.
No, I'm not cuddled up, honey. I'm just sitting here, honey. You know, put his stuff in my suitcase.
Oh, you're packing to leave. Yes, because you and the police are friends.
Oh, shit. No, I was going to say something, Kelly. We have to take it out of the ground, girl.
Been saying it was Alexis. The motherfucking cute bitch, okay? I'm trying to cut
no,
it with
Alexis.
Alexis
about to say the same things I was going to say, bitch. So
hold
you
on
top
on
and not
Alexis,
on. Say it.
Did you confirm with Kelly before you released that thing?
I tried to cuddle with a certain Chanel.
Not only did I confirm it, Jasmine.
Chanels are in season.
I know about it. But no, I didn't break. You see, I didn't break no news. I didn't ask for the breaking news sound. It was a story. Kelly pumped that tea last the other night, and I was just bringing it back to the top. Resurfacing.
No puns intended.
Oh, wait, is Roddy still on the phone?
Who?
Is Rodney still on the phone?
No, he's drunk.
No, I think Rodney's there. When I left, he was unmuted. Rodney?
Rodney's at work. He probably put the office phone down.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask him
something. He is drunk. He got them little drinks up under the table that the boss man can't see.
You know what? I think in hindsight, I think we kind of needed this because I think it's going to bring more harmony between the two shows and stuff because there was a little tension there. I think this show kind of broke the tension, so to speak.
You know what, Enrique?
And I truly believe that.
Well,
I don't even know.
Maybe
I'm just lost because when they went into that, the reason why I didn't say nothing because I was completely gagging at what tension was y'all talking about, but I guess it was some. Because I just be thinking everybody just going in on each other because it's funny.
Can y'all get Jason back on his phone line, please? Did you want me to call him?
Somebody has to contact Jason. He did hang up, but I haven't heard from him.
Yes, I want Jason back on his phone because I don't, you know. Yeah, I'm going to need my sister Saga back on his own.
I'm going to tell y'all something about this relevant thing.
Oh, fat red ass. Yeah,
hold up. About this relevant thing, I'm going to let all these listeners out here know one thing. Some of us have different personalities. So you may not like me because something like me, a lot of legends and icons hit me up saying I'm just saying this is not nothing saying I'm relevant. I'm saying they hit me up saying they like what I bring to the table. I don't get too much of the people that Kiki and don't take stuff serious all the time, so they like what I bring because they felt like that I didn't want to be on the show, and I'm like, no, I do. So, you know, Jason L. may get some of the Kiki girls. I get a lot of people that are professionals, a lot of the older people. I wouldn't even say ladies and icons. Let's say the older people in the ballroom that's been around a long time. So we all bring something different to the table, so I wouldn't leave unless the show just got turned off.
Yeah, that's true. But even at the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, when we start off this show, we wake up in the morning and there is no show. We wake up in the morning. We are not who we are. Kelly has said it so many times. She is not. She's Kelly Lizard. Then she becomes Kelly Hunter. You know what I'm saying? Just like Alexis. I know Alexis personally. This is not Alexis when she's on the show. If I call her at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we're not going to sit here and kiki and talk about tea and this, that, and the third. This is just like a TMZ or anything else that's Inquirer, Star Magazine. These are people that are portrayed. We are going, it becomes character mode, pretty much that. I am not Michi Ebony unless I'm at a ball. When I leave that ball, I'm just Michi. I don't want to hear nothing else. I'm Demetrius Hunter or Michi. Bottom line, that's it. And that's anybody that comes on this radio show. Now, the listeners may feel that this is what we do Monday through Friday. No, it's not. I live a normal life. I raise a three-year-old. I go to work, and I go and I sing, and I'm now in a play. So it's
Congratulations to that, by the way.
People do. This is not what we do 24/7.
Enrique, can you call Jason because he's saying the show is full or something.
It is because people hit me up and saying they try to get on but they can't.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, I'm a call.
Yes, bitch. Okay. Here's all my dresses at, honey.
Yes, Kelly was tipping,
missing,
honey, in those heels.
Missing over there in Kissimmee, I did not know you listened to the show. I'm gagging.
She listens to the show now, Mistake. She's a frequent listener.
So, Kelly,
how did you know? You didn't tell me she listened.
Yes.
So Kelly, did you?
Because that's my girlfriend, Mistake. That's my daughter.
So Kelly, did you do the one? Did you do a two-step in those heels, like you did at the latex ball?
Oh no! We didn't. No accidents. No accidents. No nothing, baby. Okay, baby. She was on point and she was ready to dance, Mister. You know, Miss Jack stopped my cut up on Saturday, honey, because he didn't want me to sweat my curls out, honey. But I was ready to dance on Saturday. Alexis will tell you, I was in here practicing my moves and everything, honey.
Ooh, and no heels?
Yes.
Bitch.
I had those boots. I had those boots for 3 weeks, and I was in here practicing my cut-up in those boots, honey. I was ready to dance.
Kelly, Jason's back.
Jason's back, yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
You
know
hello, girl, now?
I'm going to need you to beef that up, girl. Come on there.
What's going on?
Jason, I want to let you know, Jason, love you, honey, and it's no shade, Jason.
Kelly, it's never been shade between me and you. I love you. When I met you at Gaggle Wing, I look at you the same way I look at Jasmine. You're a part of Jasmine, but you're a part of me. Real recognizes real. I never did fake and phony. I will never do fake and phony. If you're my friend, you're my friend. Those that are my friends, I defend to the end. I have defended girls on this show that I shouldn't have given to. What you know? What it's not even doesn't even need here nor there. I've listened to what some of the callers have said, good or bad, and I thank them and I respect their opinions. You don't know me, so you can't judge me. I don't know you, so I don't judge you. I speak for Jason, and that's the only thing I can speak for is Jason, and Jason holds to his convictions. Yes, I am very conflicted, or whatever the caller said I am. Yes, I am, because I'm true to myself, and I will always be true to myself. Alexis, it is no shade towards you. It was no shade towards you then. At this point, it's a dead horse. The whole situation is a dead horse to me.
All right, let's go to these callers really quickly. 708-510. 708-510. Somebody's background, please. 202-696.
Oh, it's Marcus again. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Mark.
You remember what I wanted to say this time?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to remind everybody about the Carolina Awards Ball. And on a lighter note, we will be starting on time with or without you. And the first category will be called at 12. Performance will be called at 1. And,
Marcus, will you be finishing all your categories?
It is always my intention to always finish all the categories.
Just
you never
answer.
Know what will happen.
Good
that is our intention.
Okay.
We've secured enough time, but, sometimes, what can happen. But as long as everyone comes on in their best behavior, and there shouldn't be any issues.
If y'all start that ball before I get there, bitch, I'm going to shut it down.
Well, Kelly, if you shut the ball down before you get there,
it'll be breaking news on Monday without your permission.
A lot of breaking news.
And it won't be by me.
Well, Jason, I would like to personally invite you down. I don't,
No, thank you.
Jason, tell you something.
Jason, I will say this. I will tell you this. I think what happens is that I'll be honest with you. I told you this. I didn't really think you were like a actual person. I thought you were a fake.
Marcus,
profile.
Let me say this. I really don't care at this point. When we went through this and at that point, I thought it was a kiki. Then I later found out that it was serious about that little rum. That's where the problem is with me. But again, as some of the callers said, this isn't for a radio show. This is for an off the air show, and you can be a part of that conversation.
Ooh. Hold on. So you have an issue with the elite group and us not allowing somebody?
Not
you
only
have a, you have your own
let me,
room.
Okay.
That we're
let
not
me
in,
let me
we're
say
not
this. Let me say this. Just like the caller called in and said, I am a spectator. When I in the 90s, yes, I walked balls. Then I decided to go to school because, guess what? I had a life, and I wanted to live it. When I saw the path that some of my friends were going down, I chose to walk another path. So now, because of this show, because of people like Jasmine and Kelly, it kind of sort of brought me back to it because I enjoyed it, and I wanted to be a part of it by uplifting it and bringing something positive back, like making the kids go back to school, get tested for HIV, learn that you can do more than walk a ball or sleep on someone's floor. That's why I'm here. I'm here to be a voice for people that don't have a voice. I'm here to be a voice for the people like Eunice Cleopatra who were told, oh, you're late, you're ugly, you're fish, you're that. I'm that voice.
Naima.
Yeah.
Listen, Jason, let me ask you a question. The caller said, have you ever went back and listened to some of the things that you said sometimes? Do you listen to the archives?
Yes, I did.
Y'all just totally taken over what I was saying.
A lot of I understand what you said. Well, I'm going to let you finish, Mark, because I just want to say this. A lot of times you come off as...
y'all going to tell the callers to call in?
Too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too
a lot
late.
Of times you come off as... I don't want to say this because I don't want you to get offended.
It's nothing you can say to me that's going to offend me.
We know what you're about to say.
Because Alexis, when you something that I was always told a long time ago,
Jason,
when you point
Jason,
one finger,
Alexis
you got to point four. Because
Alexis's call dropped. Somebody get Alexis back on the phone, but she's not here.
Marcus, I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude. Please finish what you wanted to say.
Well, as I was saying, as I was saying earlier, I think the issue is that if you're all about being positive, you do say some things that are negative. I don't personally mind the negative because again, I think that brings flavor to the show and character. But I don't want people hiding behind cattiness and then saying they're trying to uplift. I mean, it is what it is. If your opinion, you have the right to your opinion just as anybody else. And I think that, your view, I kind of view the
the Tuesday night cast as like The View. You guys come on with different attitudes, different types of things, and that's what kind of brings it, makes it think. However, you guys are in the same situation that I am in ballroom. Ballroom-wise, we really don't have much status. So in ballroom, the first thing you hear is, oh, well, who are you guys anyway? They try to discredit what you say. If someone tells you, you know, what's the word? Anything, you know, whatever they want to say, the first thing they attempt to do is discredit you. So I think with that, you have to you realize that your opinion is just your opinion. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make it the truth. It doesn't make it, you know, fact or fiction or anything like that. And if people approach it that way, it is what it is. Nonetheless, I'm really, really, really sick of you guys taking something personal that is just, you know, a kiki for us. Y'all think the underground is not our lives. It pays none of our bills. It does nothing for us. You know, I'll be honest with you, our room is sometimes a scandal in itself, you know, and we're just, we have that love-hate relationship with each other, and we kind of deal with each other like that. Yet,
Marcus,
I think
just
you guys want,
it's
a secret, it's a secret society, so everybody wants to be part of it. I mean, I really would tell the girl sometimes I'm ready to give it up myself, and everyone gets frustrated at leaving, you know, some people temporarily leaving things. It's not what y'all think it is.
That's fine. Never try to be a part of it. But, I mean,
this is what I was trying to say earlier, Jason. I'm sorry, Enrique. A lot of times, a lot of things that you say, and I sit back and listen sometimes, and it comes off as a little arrogant at times. It comes as off your being a little, I feel I'm better than other people at times. And people's feelings do get hurt. Not me. Of course, I'm not one of those businesses. I could give two fucks. But you have to think about, just like y'all tell me about attacking people, sometimes we voice our opinions and instead of doing the job that we've sought out to do, we end up hurting people in the process. So now I feel like you're probably getting a little taste of your own medicine, and you feel attacked, which you really shouldn't be. It's just like, it is what it is.
I've had this conversation with him.
I don't know if I worded that right, but I mean,
no, you worded
I think
it
you
right.
Get my point.
I have told him many times that, Jason, you know, why are you doing that? You were wrong. We've had many calls out off the air about this. We recently had one about the Naima situation. So he's aware of it, you know, and, you know, all you can do is pick up and learn from it, bottom line.
Okay, right now, this feels like it's a Jason intervention.
No, please.
I have listened. Now you listen. Right now, this feels like a Jason intervention. Alexis, I just heard everything that you said. And personally, sometimes that's how I feel about you on here. Now, as far as being humble, I have told my story on this show. I have shared with people on this show that I probably will never see my story, so that it could possibly help somebody else. So I don't sit on this show or on this platform and think I'm better than anybody, because I'm no better than anyone. So if that's how people take it, or that's how I come across to some people, then I apologize for that, because I am the most humbling person I know, and jail taught me that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Jason, it's just... I don't want you to feel attacked, because I have learned, and Ms. Tony has told me this numerous of times, when we put ourselves out in media, we have to deal with the consequences and repercussions. So right now, like I said, you're getting a taste of what you do to other people. I have gotten it. I know how it feels. But you have to learn that it comes with the territory. Everything is not always going to be good. It's going to be some negative that comes with it also. So now you have to deal with it. You shouldn't get offended. You shouldn't feel like it's an intervention. It is what it is. That's why we came on the show tonight. Put the bullshit in the bag.
Exactly.
Wasn't that the topic for the show? And I think you came on the show thinking it was going to go one way, and it ended up going someplace else. And now you're a little upset.
No, I'm not upset. What? No, I'm upset. No, I'm upset with some of the words that people chose to use. I'm upset that...
That's what I'm saying,
okay,
just the people
right.
feel the same way about
okay,
you.
Okay, well, Alexis, the same way me and Naima had our conversation, since I'm here, I'll say it with you. For the last 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, or how many weeks, I felt like I've been attacked and I had to defend myself. First it was with Tiffany. Then it was with Naima. And now it's with you. I don't care. I have other things that I could be doing right now. I could be learning lines for the play that I'm in and for the web series I'm in. I could be asleep right now. But because I care for Jasmine and because I dedicated myself to this, that's why I was here. I did a job, be it a good job or a bad job, I can take it because I dish it out. So for anybody to say I'm too sensitive, no. If I can dish it out, you better death well damn believe I can take it.
I can't tell,
Jason.
Can you
ask
you
a question?
Hold
on, Alexis. Jason, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Are you offended by the... You do realize that these people don't know the real you, so really anything they say really shouldn't hurt your feelings?
And guess what? It's not the audience that I'm... It's not the audience
well,
that
even
I'm...
The,
it's
the
not
the
audience
that you're working
that
with.
Those
people really
know
you.
But Jason... Jason, in all honesty, listen to what Marcus is saying. You don't know Marcus from a can of worms. You don't know Alexis from a can of worms. Like you said, you didn't even really get a chance to speak to Alexis at Gagaween. The only people that you really do know is Kelly, myself, and Mark. Maybe, and Naima as well.
And
Enrique. Right. You know, but you don't know some of these other cast members, Rodney, Marcus. Well, Marcus is not really a cast member, but he might as well be. Alexis, Rodney, Devon, you know, you don't really know them. So like what Marcus is saying, it really shouldn't matter to you how they feel or what they're saying or the words that they're using because you guys haven't met on that level.
Right. I mean, I kind of, not to defend anybody, I'm just going to say period, because I know that I've been perceived a certain way. I know Jason's been perceived a certain way. I know Alexis has been perceived a certain way. We all have our demons. People feel some type of way about each and every one of us on this phone, and nobody can say they have it. They don't. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, there are times where Alexis might feel like she's attacked. There might be times where Tiffany might feel, or myself, or whatever. But, you know, it's just people handle situations different ways. You know what I'm saying? I tend to get quiet, or then I start reading. Alexis just goes for the throat instantly. Jason, he goes for the throat, but then he kind of huddles back.
Everybody is passionate in their own little way.
Right.
Alexis can spill all the tea and do what she does, but when it comes to her kids personally, she's passionate about it. She's very protective.
Right.
Kelly's very protective about her status. And, you know, what she does in ballroom, you know, and nobody's going to knock her for what she has done or her legendary status. You know, little things like that. Everybody's passionate and everybody's protective about it. Let me get to these callers because the show is just going and going and going, and I don't want anyone to think we're ignoring them.
Yeah.
859-916, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is 11. And the only thing I gotta say what makes this show fun is that everybody comes on the show and they give their own opinion. And I feel like when they get their opinion, they get bad, so it makes it fun and it makes them feel the way that they feel. But at the end of the day, everybody got something to bring. You know what I mean? Even as far as cast members being relevant and irrelevant, I sort of think of it as, you know, the seventh dwarf. Everybody. It got a personality that they bring to the table. Some people like grumpy. Some people don't like grumpy. Some people like happy. You know what I mean? But it takes everybody as a whole to get their opinion on something that, or say their opinion on something that they normally wouldn't have a voice to even speak on. And that's, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Thank you, caller. 770-374.
Yes, good morning. Well, I first want to say I enjoy all of you. You know, I listen because I think, as the caller just said, you all do definitely bring something different to the table. But I wanted to back up a little bit. I came to New York this weekend to attend the Coldest Winter Ever. I brought my straight girlfriends with me to attend the ball. We stood outside for 2 hours. We never got in. And I think what I was frustrated about, it wasn't really about the fact that I couldn't get in. I do understand that things happen. I think it was the build-up that prior to this to the ball being on Saturday, he emphasized about being on time, about it starting on time, about what he was not going to wait for. And then the same things that he said he was not going to do is what happened, the same exact things. And so, yeah, people were frustrated about that. I don't think people are mad that Alexis didn't come on the show and say anything, but normally she would. I mean, even for Jasmine's ball, she said something, and she was there. And she still had something to say about how things went. So we were expecting her to have an unbiased opinion. And when she didn't do that, when she said that, well, this is what happened, that wasn't what we were expecting from her. I don't think it's a problem with what she said. We just weren't expecting her to act that way. Sure, yes, I'm going
to call her. What else did you expect me to say?
I think we were looking for your character to be there. Not Alexis, the person who's being attacked and taking it personal. We were looking for you to be Alexis, the reporter. That's what we were expecting.
Let me say this. After a long, this weekend has been one of those weekends that I haven't experienced in a long time because it was a lot going on. I had house guests this weekend, running back and forth, doing this, doing that. Then I had to run, go do Kelly hair, get makeup done. It was a long weekend for me. When I got on the show, I was already tired, first of all. Now, I gave y'all my opinion. Maybe I didn't rant and rave hard enough or yell or whatever, but I told y'all the ball didn't start on time. They gave away their cash. I mean, that's all I could understand. This is the only things that I could complain about.
I think if you go back in the archives and you listen to yourself on previous shows, that's not the way you would normally go about it. Now, I'm not saying that maybe all those things are a factor. You were tired. It was a long weekend. A lot was going on. You know, you were just exhausted. You're entitled to that. You are entitled to that. But I think as a spectator, as a listener to the show, I expect certain things. I expect certain things from Kelly. I expect her to do certain things. I expect certain things from Jason. I also expect Jasmine to give me Wednesday to give me a more subtle approach. I expect for Rika to be a voice of reason. I expect those things. You know, I expect for J-Rock to have questions about what's going on, what he doesn't understand. I expect those things from you all because you give them all the time. So when you decide that this is the weekend that, you know, I'm tired, I've had a long weekend, and you decide to take a more subtle approach, it's not as received because it's not what we expect from you. When you go to a concert to see Beyonce, you expect Beyonce to perform.
Wrong
That's
person.
Why you're there to
Wrong
see her.
Wrong person.
But you're there to see her perform.
I know. I'm just
That's
saying.
Why you're there. You're not. If she came out on the stage and decided not to dance and not to really sing well, you would leave there with an opinion like, I spent my $80 to get here, and this is not what I was expecting. So you know,
I understand what she's saying, though.
Listen. Like she said, we all are in character. A lot of us are in character, and they look at you in two different levels. The way you are probably on a Wednesday night, but sometimes on Monday, you are a whole different character. Maybe they were looking for you to be the Alexis that goes off, or, you know, I just got this in my inbox. More tea, more scandal. This one just came through. More tea, more scandal. But because you didn't give that, that's where she's going with it at.
Did everybody listen to the show last night? This is what do you know how many times I told Kelly to call me when they stopped talking? Do you know how many times I tried to hang up last night?
I think you're defending yourself, and you don't have to. You know, all I'm saying.
No. I'm saying because y'all expected me to do one thing, but when I came on the show,
we expect you to do what you always do.
Hold on. Exactly. I came to do that. But when they got on Janice's status and all this, it drained the hell out of me. I was over it. I told Kelly had to take me on a private chat. I said, girl, I can't take this shit no more. I'm over this shit. Call me back later.
But I think you were because you were frustrated about everything else as well, about what Jason said.
Right.
And you were
correct.
Frustrated. So that's why you were already at your wit's peak when it came to Janice and her status. Because under normal circumstances, you'd have had a comeback. You'd have had questions. And I don't know you at all. You know, but I came to New York to meet you. That's why I came there. I came to New York to see who you were, to meet you. That's why I came to New York, because I wanted to meet you. I wanted to meet Kelly. That was my reasoning for coming. You know, and I just, you have to keep in mind, too, that you put yourself in this position. You put yourself there. So because you're now here, you can no longer decide to take things personal when they decide to come at you with things or they expect things from you. Like I said, I will use Beyonce again because I know you're a fan of hers. You go
to her
concert.
She's definitely no fan of hers.
But you go to her concert to see her perform. That is why you go. You don't go there to get her sitting on her stage to talk to you. That's not what you're there for. You know, and that's what we expect when we call into the show. We expect for the characters, not Alexis, the personal person, but Alexis Snow. That's who we want to hear from. I don't expect to see Kelly. I don't expect to see Kelly, her personal. I want to see Kelly Mizrahi when she shows up on the stage, on this platform. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to hear from. And so when you do that, you have to keep in mind that when you sign up for this, you sign up as Alexis Snow. Now, Alexis person taking it personal. Because if you were paid to be quiet, you know what? As a spectator, it sure does look like you were paid to be quiet, even though that's not the case. But that's what it seems like. Because under any other circumstances, you would have dug in deep with your heels in the back. You would have done it. Whether it was good or bad, you still would have done it. You had not done that. You haven't really said anything about it other than you didn't start on time, you didn't pay me for the venue. But I've known things you've been to before, and on camera you get no, this is quiet. You've done it right on camera, right blatantly have said it. So, you know, keep in mind that, you know, you are expected to do things. Now, you took a different opinion with this. Okay, you were tired, things are going on. We understand. It's understandable. But be accountable for your actions, too. Be accountable for them. And say,
okay.
You know what?
But you know what, Carla? It sounds like you kind of are fishing for something negative.
No, I'm not fishing for nothing. No, I'm not. Because I have friends who know Alexis very well. And so I'm not fishing for nothing. No.
Your friends that know me, they know of me.
No, dear. They know you very well. Very well. I live in Atlanta. So, you know, I have friends that know you very well. And it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that they know you. So even when I ask them, well, what's going on with Alexis? They're like, well, you know, that's not who she is normally. She's not that person. So, but this is not the Alexis show. I'm not trying to make this about you. What I'm saying to you is that when I call in to listen to you, I expect for Alexis Snow to show up. That's who I look for. I'm not looking for you to take it personal. Because you always say you don't care. So that's what I expect.
Thank you, Carl. Hey, I really think that we need a little aftermath after this. But Alexis, I mean, not to piggyback on while you're to piggyback. That's exactly what I was saying 3 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
Like remembering the very beginning, and that's what I was trying to say. So it is what it is. We each have our own personalities, and each our thing, and then it just kind of diverted for a minute, and it kind of threw people off.
What?
You
know
what
I'm
saying?
Private caller, let me get this caller, please. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is big news again. Yeah, I just got one more thing to say.
Somebody's watching TV. Please mute your phone, please. I'm sorry, big news. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know, but I was just listening, like, and I'm not defending Jason or speaking for him, but a lot of people are saying bash. I'm like, oh, he's negative, da, 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 and he has some more sense and stuff. A lot of people don't know, and if I'm wrong, correct me, that remember when you started Wednesday night, Jason was the one giving you the positive topic to do and different things like that, and you know, stuff like that. So as far as the topics and stuff.
Hello?
You're here. Big Nose?
What happened?
He's there. I see him, but I don't know what happened. Let me refresh the page. He's still there. Big Nose? I'm not sure, but he's unmuted. Maybe his phone is carrying.
Nobody got time for that.
Big Nose, just come on when you want to come on.
I know exactly what he was about to say.
Hold on a second. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
What the world?
The last caller, 202-560.
Rodney, you are there.
Oh, Rodney.
Well, Jasmine,
Rodney. Oh, he's gone. Damn, why are the phones hanging up?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jasmine, what the big news was about to say is what I have said many times before. When we first came on here, like I know me, myself, and Jason, Wednesday night was really like when I was personal with stuff. I think when I first came on here, y'all had a deep show, like a deep show talking about being gay and all this kind of stuff, and I couldn't take it, and I damn near cried on the phone trying to tell my story because I thought I didn't even know that this had anything associated with tens of chops, nothing like that. I thought it was like a state of emergency for the gay world so we could just open up. And I'm talking to y'all then not knowing that when we started getting into the rooms and the London's Tea Party and the spinoff and started having fun,
that's when they got like the, oh, J-Rock is crazy. Why is he talking so loud? Or why is he doing that? And why he taking everything? And then when you talk to me now, when me and you talk offline, Jazz, you be like, oh, my God, J-Rock, you're, and I'm like, no, that's Petty Officer Johnson. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make myself a character for Tuesday night. You know, they be reading and stuff, but I was like, that's the only way I could do it. You know, but I
this is not,
understand.
It's not the J-Rock show.
We know that. We just,
yeah.
That's what Big News was saying, though. He was saying that when Jason first
big
came on Tuesday night.
Not Big News.
What did he say his name was? Nobody said Big
his
name News.
Is Big Nose because he got a big dick.
Oh, well, Jesus Christ. But it
oh, shit.
What the world needs now.
Says the other big
dick. Really quickly, let me just say something. Please let me say something, and then I'm done with it. I want to just say, Naima, we're going to give you a special hour to sing, girl. I just want to say, listen, like Kelly said, I want us all to get along, and I don't want nobody to take anything personal, and, you know, hopefully we'll just pick up the pieces from this. I'm glad it came out this way. I'm glad. I really wish everybody had a personal relationship with everybody here and didn't take things so personal. You know, like I've always said, my phone is open to anyone to call me and we talk. That's how I've learned to build my bonds with everyone. Me and Naeem would talk about so many things. You know, Kelly, Jason, J-Rock, I reach out to him for even personal, information, you know, about military and stuff. For people that I know that are involved, you know, that are interested, you know, we just all have a good bond and a good relationship. Let's just kind of keep it that way. But hopefully we can just get past this and move forward because each and every one of us have a fan base. And we just need to keep that in mind for everybody. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. And I don't want to talk about this no more. And can we kind of talk about Scandal tomorrow? Like
no.
Scandal
why?
Tomorrow.
Hey,
Scandal just, come on tomorrow.
Just wait for the show to come on, okay? Okay, we're going to have a Scandal Thursday, honey.
During the show.
A Scandal show on Thursday, a radio show for Scandal on Thursday.
Ciao.
What?
No, because Naeem was going to get Thursday night. We're going to do a conspiracy Thursday.
Girl.
So, baby.
Naeem, I'm surprised you ain't saying nothing about this weather, how it seems to be the same weather all over the place for some reason. I'm starting to notice that. I'm surprised you ain't hop on that.
Well, yeah, well, I've been saying something, but, you know, I'm long-winded, so I just didn't, you know. Right.
You ain't just long-winded.
You let that bitch start talking, huh, girl. We'll be here the show 6 o'clock in the morning, honey.
No, I mean I have my own thoughts on what I think it is, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Well, I think it's the heart weapon, if you ask me.
So it's like 80 degrees here in Florida. How cold is it up there now?
I think
we got a tornado warning right now.
Yeah, we got a tornado warning.
Yeah, I think it went up to like, what was it, like 50-something degrees today?
Yeah, it was like 60, yeah.
Right, and then it was like that, I think, yesterday, I think it was.
No, it was 60
like
yesterday, and it almost got up to 70 today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's NASA and them scientists and stuff like that out there in that space station because they said that's where one of the heart weapons is located, is in the space station. Above the earth, hovering over the earth, I really think it's them messing with that weapon, causing people to get more sicker than what they would normally get in order to come out with these so-called, quote-unquote, vaccines to gag the girls because they're giving them other things that they won't find out until later on. That's what I really think it is.
Right. I have to agree with you on some of that. I really do. I think they are playing with controlling the weather, personally.
Nancy, you still there?
I'm here.
Weather giving over there in the West Coast.
What? Been cold and warm. Cold and warm. Like, we was at a week of, like, 34, 40-degree weather.
Ooh, that's rare for y'all, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, I heard people were panicking over there with the weather like that.
Yeah, they are, and the flu virus is gone ballistic.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Y'all ain't never think about, like, why is it that it's always another strain or a new strain of the flu out? Like, what the fuck? People aren't really getting into, like, they're doing something.
Flu, all kind of different damn flus, and they test it out on us first. But, bitch, when I tell you I did not go get that shot and I forged it to where they thought I did.
Y'all don't be getting into how the airplanes be making chemtrails in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
and they really be spraying, they really be putting shit in the atmosphere, like. You know,
oh,
I'm long with
it.
I wait till Thursday start, and then, you know.
Wait. You know what the funny thing is, Naima? There was a chemtrail today. I was sitting outside by the pool, and I was looking up. There was a chemtrail today, but why was it in the shape of a triangle?
Come on, Jasmine. Now, let's talk about it.
But that'll
be on Thursdays, you know, because you don't want the girls to be like, oh, here we go.
No, it's the last hour, girl. They don't want to talk about scandal, so we're gonna talk about real scandal.
Okay, well, I guess I gotta go.
Let's talk about the scandal that happened on Manida this weekend.
Okay.
When, one of her dogs was missing for hours.
Baby.
Let's talk about that picture that was at Escalitas with the two scandals.
What picture? let's talk about how they was both here at my house on Saturday and we all went to the mall together.
For real.
Yep. Baby, I'm a bad bitch mistake, okay? Baby, listen, I get to that, honey, okay? Y'all don't know me saying, y'all know I was going with Vicky Gotti and another Butch Queen at the same time, bitch. I get to add not even.
I know you said you had told us that.
Baby, please, honey.
Lord have mercy.
What? J Rock, go feel it, honey. I'll be in Texas real soon.
Talking about Texas, honey.
Well, Callie, I had to say, bitch, you were definitely sitting, honey, on Saturday.
Yeah, I tried, you know.
A lady.
Baby, I had to teach Miss Alexis a few things.
Now, my sister always looks like a lady. Hold on.
Baby, okay. Didn't Alexis look like a big golden Oscar on Saturday?
Well, I didn't see her. I only seen the pictures of her. She looked nice, though, in her pictures.
Oh, baby. It was cute for her, you know. She looked cute.
Didn't she do your hair? I saw her curl. She had curled your hair or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she wanted the shit out of my hair, Miss Dang. Honey, she want me down, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Baby,
no
she
shade.
Want
that, it's no shade. That long hair, every time you wear that long hair, that hair looks nasty. That's a good, I don't know, you got that good shit.
I hate long hair.
That's that fake shit. You hate it?
I hate long hair.
Why?
Jason, do you know when I have my long hair? Do you know what my hair does when I have long hair? The only time you ever see my hair out is when I come out to a ball. The whole time I have this long hair in there, and I'm not at a ball or out doing something at a club or something, this shit is in a ponytail and a bonnet. I never wear my hair out.
Why don't you put it in two Princess Leia buns like I did when I put my virgin hair in? I put it in two Princess
I hate that shit, Missy. I just think that shit looks so ghetto and tacky.
No, don't put it in two Princess Leia buns and put your bonnet on until you're ready to go outside.
What I look like, Missy? What I look like walking down the street with a motherfucking mink coat on?
Well, I would hope you wouldn't go outside, honey, with two Princess Leia buns on the side of your head. I would say, why you in the house? Don't try.
No, bitch, if I'm in the house, bitch, it's just in a bonnet and a ponytail, bitch. Well, I thought you were talking about going outside with that bitch for me, girl.
No.
That's
the on the top side of your head. Yeah, funny.
So you in that house alone?
And yes, I'm in the house laying in the bed alone.
Mm-hmm. So where's old boy yet? I didn't see him this weekend, Kelly.
He was out.
Oh, he was?
He was out. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't. He's not in the forefront. Okay. The girls don't want me to shake the table again. He sits way in the back. He doesn't speak to anybody. He doesn't say anything to anybody. Honey, okay?
Oh, so he done learned his lesson now.
He sure did, honey.
Okay. Where was your daughter at his ex?
What is that?
I said, where was your daughter at his ex?
They was around. Children was definitely around this weekend, honey. It was a key, you know. I really ain't seen nothing that went on this weekend, honey.
I ain't really seen anything too much either. No, it was a few things going on in that roof, but other than that, I don't even see how the girls was even dipping off like that all the way to the end of the roof like that, as cold as it was.
Because the girls are just nasty.
Yeah, they definitely, yeah.
Yes, honey.
There was many things up on that roof. But all in all, though, I mean, you know, it was a nice time. I had a nice time. But thank you again, though, honey, for standing out there. Because, baby, I was one step away from getting...
The girls don't know, bitch. I was outside for 2 motherfucking hours, bitch, with no coat on and 6-inch motherfucking stilettos mistake, making sure everybody got up in that building, bitch, okay? Nipples hard as a motherfucking rock.
And the dress you had on was see-through.
Yes, bitch. I was gagging downstairs, but baby, I was making sure I had to make sure the girls got in, honey.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I was one step away from getting the cab, honey, getting out of there, and I gagged because it took me like a half an hour, 40 minutes just to even get a cab.
Yeah, honey, baby. But overall, you know, I enjoyed the weekend, honey, baby. You know.
That's so fun.
I can't wait to get my Roscoe's chicken and waffle, honey.
You know, I just had some chicken and waffles last night at Pink Teacup.
Oh, Chad, I don't go there no more.
Oh.
I don't like the Pink Teacup no more. It's not the same no more like when it was at the small joint.
Oh, you're on Bleecker Street.
Yeah, the small, when it was on Bleecker Street, it was more intimate, and I think they took more pride in their food and stuff. Now that they all got out there and they known like that, they don't take that much pride in their food and stuff anymore.
You ever ate that, Jasmine, the Pink Teacup?
The Pink Teacup.
I never heard of it before.
It's a soul food spot.
Yeah, the little soul food, like southern spot. I ate there again at the new spot that they ate on 6th Street yesterday. I had the little chicken and waffles. It was good.
I haven't been to the new spot. I heard Tony Milan was telling me that they moved from the Village.
Oh, Jasmine, you know what I wanted to tell you? I knew I had something to tell you. Girl, I've been watching... I was going to call it Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's not called that. American Horror Story. When
one?
I tell
one
you that motherfucking nun, that the one that had nun, oh, she's some tease. I'm on an episode where they had the storm that came up to the place. The storm is there, and she had drunk all of the communion wine, and she got drunk. And then the other girl in there, I guess she's supposed to be possessed by the devil or something like that or whatever, or the devil or whatever. And she going around fucking with people. She done killed the one girl because the girl was scared of her. She called her Satan and everything. She's like, I'm not here to do anything. She said, come on, let's pray. And she turned her ass against that dog on me.
You got a lot to see, honey.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was
so what is American Horror Story? Because I see it on Netflix, but I thought it was just a movie.
No, I think there is a movie that's called American Horror Story, but no, this is a TV series.
I might have to click on that because it'd be having like TV shows on there. Okay.
Yeah, she is so far.
Yeah, I'm glad you're watching it.
Uh huh. I'm going to watch it again, finish that story out tomorrow, and then, you know, go to the next one. But I'm glad that, you know, I can watch it like. All of them, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole, because you know how you have to wait week after week after week after week. It's like all of the episodes are like right there.
Yeah.
You can get it, honey, but it's good so far.
Another good show, I don't know if anybody's watching it, is a show called The Following on Fox. That show. Kelly, you haven't watched The Following yet?
No.
Girl, when I watched it today, the first thing I thought about was 24. For some reason, it gives me 24 all over again because it's like, remember on 24, they didn't know who to trust, and they're sitting there working with the same people over and over again, and next thing you know, that one of them people is, one of the bad ones. It was giving me that on The Following. You don't know who to fucking trust, who's really following this man, and who isn't. I mean, I was like, okay, I need to look and see who the writers are because she gave me 24 all over again. It's really good. It's only 2 episodes so far.
but y'all might want to get into that. It's really good.
I like the show called Touched with the little child that don't speak.
Yeah, me and Kelly put me on to Touch, and that's yeah. right here. It's coming back soon.
It's coming back, and then it came back yet?
The new season?
No,
didn't the new season get ready to start?
Yeah, it's about to start soon. I've seen the commercial.
Oh, yes, I love Touch.
Yeah, Touch is good.
Yeah, Kelly told me about that, and I got into it.
Uh-huh.
Naeem, are you watching Revenge?
You know, let me tell you something about Revenge. When Revenge very, very first started, I had watched the first four shows. And then after that, I would catch it here and there. But I really need to actually rewatch it from the beginning on up to now. Because
I just started watching it last week when I think Jasmine had brought it up. And that episode with that girl, that woman and her mother... Her mother came for Thanksgiving. Ooh, it was so.
Oh, cute. Yeah, that was amazing.
I've watched that episode about five times now.
What y'all think the Housewives reunion, Housewives of Atlanta reunion gonna give? Because I'm hearing that
it's
the boys
be all circle around Kenya, Portia, and Miss Dookie Donkey Booty Mama Phaedra.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Nene down in L.A., she really not doing nothing, but Nene's supposed to be doing some little spinoff show, redoing her wedding vows with Greg.
Let me tell you something. The rest of them girls or whatever like that, I'm hearing that the guy, what's his name, Walter, supposed to come on there and really let the real tea out that he was paid to be on there.
Ooh.
That he really wasn't like her boyfriend. That's the tea I'm hearing.
Ooh.
And then Apollo and what's the name? I don't know how true it is, but I guess Apollo really is supposed to be trying to get a divorce, or he really want to get a divorce because he was actually pressured into marrying her because of Miss St. Phaedra's family. You know how religious his mother is, her mother is, and all that came on.
Well, I think Phaedra was pregnant before they even got married.
Well, yeah, she definitely was.
How that baby popped up, like, literally right after the wedding. Like, literally. She's having a baby.
Is she pregnant now?
Ugh.
I mean, wouldn't you be if you had Apollo later next to you?
Somebody posted that Touch comes out this Friday. I need to check my DVR.
Oh, no, hold on. I'll let y'all know right now, baby, because I got my TV is set to record She, Honey.
Oh,
so
on Friday.
Let you know,
yeah,
right?
That's what the name said.
Honey, my TV is set
to record. It's scheduled to record. Whoever you are, Joan, thank you so much, because I'm looking for it right now.
What is it? How do y'all feel about the whole Chris Brown and Frank Ocean fight?
What was all that about? I heard a little bit of it. Is it true, and what happened?
No, it is true, I guess they don't like each other point blank, period. Chris Brown came up there. Well, Frank Ocean was going up there to do some work. Chris Brown was leaving out after listening to some tracks from one of his new artists he got coming out. And it just, they exchanged some words, and this was a pro. They got to tearing it up in the parking lot.
Touch is not scheduled to come on this Friday.
Huh?
It's not scheduled to come on.
No, it's not this Friday. It's the 8th. I'm looking at it now. It is scheduled for the 8th.
Oh, for
next
the 8th.
Friday,
okay.
It's called Event Horizon and Closer. It's a 2-hour episode.
Oh, okay. The 8th.
Yeah, and it's scheduled. Okay.
So,
I'm sorry.
So, let me ask y'all something. So, I don't know how tech savvy y'all are, but I know me, I am. So, what do y'all think of, like, would you say, like, would be the best phones out right now? Because I let me tell you, I went from Android to iPhone 5. And iPhone 5, she was nice, but she just didn't do a lot of things I didn't like. And so I went back to Android.
I love my iPhone. I can't live without my iPhone. What did you have a problem with yours with?
Well, I'm with Verizon. And,
so am I.
Okay, and I don't know. Well, then you would know what I'm getting ready to tell you then. with Verizon, with the iPhone 5, when I brought it, I wasn't able to be. I can talk, but I wasn't able to be online, like go on websites or do other things while I was talking on the phone, unless I had it in Wi-Fi mode, connected to a Wi-Fi device.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Then another thing is, for as three-way calling, like I could call somebody or what have you, but I can't hang them up. Like, I would have to wait for them to hang up. And then if I wanted to add another call, I can't do it. I had to totally hang everybody up in order to make a call.
That's true, too. That is something I don't like either. Those
and
are
then another thing is I didn't like was that when I'm on Facebook, I can't turn my keyboard around to landscape. I had to keep it, like, upright, you know what I'm saying, and just use my thumb to text or whatever like that to put things in it. I didn't like that.
I never noticed that.
Yeah. When you on Facebook, you can't turn it on landscape. Now, when you doing regular text messaging, you could turn it into landscape. You know, you could type, and it's excellent. I mean, it's precise and everything with that, but I just didn't like that. And then when I hooked my phone up to my computer to get, to get the ringtone that I just brought, it's like, okay, well, you got to hook your phone up, and then the ringtones will show up. I had never seen this shit. I just got so frustrated with it. I was just like, you know what's real? Y'all can have this back. It was a nice phone. It was nice and thin. It was light. It was airy and stuff like that. But other than that, just those functionalities that I like to do, I could not do, and I was over it. So I went back to Android, and I got the Samsung Galaxy 3. But I was actually thinking about getting the Note. But then I heard a newer Note is supposed to be coming out soon.
I don't know. I think I just love the iPhone. Those are some of the things that I have noticed that I have learned to live with. But because I'm very business savvy, it just helps me out, especially with the apps and everything.
Yeah, the apps are nicer on the iPhone. Don't get me wrong, from Android.
I mean, when it comes to business and all that stuff, it's just like so easier for me, you know, when it comes to that. But those other things, yeah, they are kind of annoying, especially three-way calling. That thing gets me sick. You know, like, I have to hang up on the next person. You know, I'll be like, okay, I have to hang up to call you. I'll call you right back. You know, little things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. But I know Kelly, she goes back and forth between Android and iPhone.
I got both.
See.
Kelly, with you having both, which one did you like the most?
I like my iPhone better than my Android.
Really?
Yeah, I like my iPhone because maybe I could just do so many, I could do multiple things and everything, and I could just have different screens open up on my iPhone, honey, and don't have to go back and everything with the Android and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but you can have open screens, too, on Android. What kind of Android phones you got?
The Galaxy.
3?
Uh-huh.
Well, you could do a lot on a 3.
Baby, but I just
you could change the keyboard. You could do a lot more on the 3 on Android than you can on the iPhone.
And do you know with the Android, like when I be typing and I be typing shit, it's saying to be all fucked up and shit, bitch. Like, bitch.
Oh, yeah, well, the iPhone will automatically correct it. That's true.
Yeah, the Android, bitch, she be playing, honey.
That's true. And you know another thing I like about with the iPhone too, Jasmine? When I'm in, like, certain chat rooms on Facebook, let's say I'm not friends with certain people. When I go to try to type their name will actually come up so I can tag them if I'm doing it from my phone. As if I was, you know how you be on a computer, you be in a chat room, but you may not be friends with certain people, but you can actually go to try to type their name, and their name will come up in the blue so you can tag them. The iPhone will do that as if you were on a computer.
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
I remember when I first got my iPhone, the Facebook app that was on there was just so horrible, so slow, so everything. But as of recent, they've been updating it, and it could really work. You know, it works really good.
But you know, their sales have gone down a lot too.
I wonder why.
Why do you think that is? Because of the Android?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it went down?
I'll say it's because Thursday.
You think it's what?
I'll save it for a Thursday night, girl. It's a conspiracy.
I live. You was a king. So other than that, is there any plans anybody got this weekend? Anybody doing anything?
Girl, who's to say that? Didn't this year go by so not so? This year has gone by fast. It's already February.
Yeah, it's already February. Yeah. Because and tomorrow the 1st? No, wait a minute. Today's the 31st. Friday's the 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What balls are this weekend?
I don't know. I don't think it's any, is it? I don't think really anything big is coming up until North Carolina.
When's the Dorian Corby Awards?
Oh, you know what? You absolutely right, Jasmine. It is a ball. It's I know first Friday's is Friday, but then there's a ball in Philly on Saturday. Kelly, what ball is that? Ain't that awards ball, Kelly?
Yeah, it's the awards ball.
Well, let me ask you something, Kelly. When Jack said on the microphone Saturday night about awards ball, he said was awards ball in New York. Is that the New York awards ball he's talking about in April?
In May, yeah.
Oh, in May.
What?
That's the actual New York Awards Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder where they're going to have it at, being that that owner tried it with Caesar. I hope they don't patronize his place again. And I hope they don't have us in that lab again.
When is the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl Sunday, I think.
Yeah,
is that
this Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, Jasmine, did you see my meal I made the other day?
Uh-uh.
Yes, honey. I had made homemade candy yams with raisins in them and marshmallows. And
raisins?
Yes. And, I made beef ribs, barbecue, beef ribs, and pork ribs. Homemade collard greens with smoked neck bones in there.
Yeah.
Scalloped potatoes with 6 different cheeses in there. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely delicious.
Kelly, what are you watching?
I'm not watching anything.
Kelly, when do you get to Oakland?
Huh?
Kelly, Naima's talking about cooking and everything. You're not saying nothing.
Baby, because I'm not thinking about it, because I was texting. I'll be in L.A. this weekend. I'll be in L.A. for 3 weeks.
Okay, Mr. Main said Samsung makes the most of the parts for both. That's why the price is down, Naima. Okay. Samsung is. Oh, you know what else too that I like about my Kelly? I don't even know if you knew this. You know, Samsung Galaxy 3 has this Wi-Fi. I forgot what it's called, but it's called a Wi-Fi band, a Wi-Fi port, or something like that. But anyway, it's a little small box, right? That you hook to your TV through your HDMI cord, and you hook it to the little box. And anything that you're doing on your phone, you can stream it right to your TV. As long as you got like a newer like generation like TV, a flat screen or something that has an HDMI cord in the back, port in the back, anything that you do on your phone will come up on your TV. Like if you're on Uber or something like that, like they will see you. You can look at them through your TV. I mean, at your TV and stuff like that, and the camera will be a lot bigger. Like everything is bigger on your TV.
You can USB port through your Blu-ray from your phone.
You said what?
USB. I have a USB port on the Blu-ray.
No, this works through. It's a little box.
No, I know you can do it through the TV, but you can also do it through your Blu-ray as well. Plug your USB cord in there and plug it into your phone, and it'll come up on your screen. You just select internet.
Well, of course the USB. But see, this one is just like you don't have to have your phone hooked up to anything. Like it's just the box hooked to the TV, and everything that you do, you know, on your phone, whether it's Facebook, whether it's whatever it is that you're doing on your phone, you're playing games, if you're watching a movie, whatever it is, it will stream to the TV, anything.
And you can do it on your computer, too, and your tablet.
Mm-hmm. And they got it on Amazon for, like, $60, that little box. So, but I don't don't know, Jasmine. I kind of been kind of contemplating, like, kind of maybe playing with the iPhone again. But see, that's the only drawback, though. But other than that, though, it was a cute phone.
Everything I don't like about the iPhone for Verizon is, bitch, everything is separate.
What you mean everything separate?
The bill. It's not all together, like Sprint.
What you mean?
Like Sprint, their phone bill be like $70, everything, to do everything on their phone. It's not like that with Verizon.
Well, it depends on what kind of, Sprint don't go by the gigs or something like that?
No.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't, see, I'm in one of the, because I've been with Verizon like 15 years. And I'm with like the they call it the grandfather plan, because they don't have that plan anymore. Like, I don't go by no Gigabyte and all that carrying on. I still have my original unlimited, and it costs like $100 $110 a month. And
you're the grandfather of Verizon now.
Oh shit. And I mean, I know Verizon is expensive and they high and stuff like that, but I don't have no issues, like, you know, falls like with, you know, with that or whatever. It was just that when I got that iPhone, I was expecting so much from it, because Alexis be pumping me like, ain't nothing like the iPhone this, iPhone that, and all this carrying on. It's like, I got it. It was just like, this motherfucker thing is getting on my nerves. But then once I learned how to work it, it was a cute phone, but then it just had those things that I just did not like. And that was for, and then I'm going to tell you something, Jasmine. You would think, for as expensive as Verizon is and how much they be charging, you would think, Jasmine, that they would be able to have us to make conference calls. You can't even make conference calls on Verizon. You know how, like, on T-Mobile or AT&T or Sprint, you could conference up to, like, five people?
Yeah, I remember that.
You can't even do that on Verizon.
Yeah.
And when I took my phone to Verizon, they were just like, oh, shit, we didn't even know that you couldn't do that.
Naima got me all hungry now and shit.
Oh yeah, I had a nasty motherfucking 12-ounce steak tonight, honey, and I cleared all of it by myself.
We got a caller right before we were about to hang up, because the show's about to end. 312-731.
I think Naima is having one of those long-winded moments.
Oh shit!
No shade.
You hold on, let her be long with you tonight.
Naima, you want to say something to him?
No, but I'm going to tell you one thing. TJ better start trying it, bottom. It's always a bottom
TJ?
Bunk somewhere. No, that wasn't TJ, but he being a bottom bunk right now inside the official ballroom.
Oh yeah, I see what you put.
Naima's feeling real long with you tonight.
Oh, shut up.
Well, before we get cut off and stuff, I just want to say, everybody, thank you for tuning in, and I hope we all, you know, are good. J-Rock, you want to say anything before we close out the show?
J-Rock, little sexy ass still on the show?
I like that. Oh, man.
J-Rock, I hope you didn't hurt the doggy. Misha, you want to say anything before we close out the show?
God bless you and good night.
Thank you, Michi. Naima, you want to say anything?
Well, I really enjoy myself. I love this intervention we had tonight. And the last thing I want to say is, it puts the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again.
Girl, I was watching it the other day, and I just got into it all over again when she was in drag, and I mean, when she was in the mirror naked, all tucked in
okay.
Everything. This thing, I was just keen at these. I was like, what these fools?
Was she selling it in the mirror with her lipstick and everything?
She was selling it with that lipstick and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here talking about wondering why straight society—that's the way they look at us, child.
Okay.
This is why.
So, Kelly, are you going to say your famous statement, honey? And you going to get yourself some vittles after you get off the phone?
No, honey, I'm with. I'm about to lay up.
Uh huh. I knew it.
Yeah. Honey, of y'all all flooding me, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom y'all go into. Please make sure you practice safe sex. because the life you save will definitely be your own. All you bitter bitches, get a motherfucking life. Stop riding so hard.
Thank you, Kelly. And again, thank you for everyone that's listening and to the people that I didn't even know listened to the show. Thank you for listening as well. And I hope everyone has a safe weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And if that awards bowl is this weekend, have fun. And we'll be back Monday with the weekend recap with Rodney and Alexis and Design and Kelly and everyone. Have a good weekend. Thank you again. Good night.